radio station. This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Excuse me. Whew.
Digi.
So big, it was terrible.
Peter.
The Pope said condoms are cool.
Charlie.
Millions of abortions all the time.
And Jeffrey.
My last bobble was a foot long.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Morning. What's happening? It is Wednesday, April 24th, 2019. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! You're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number. 866-967-6837. That's how you reach the show. Give us a call. You can text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way is to give us a call, 866-967-6837. I will get to your email here in just a moment. Charlie?
Yeah.
Yes. Your voice is cracking. So excited to talk to him. Charlie, our sound effects guy, is back there.
Hi. How's it going?
It's going all right.
Good.
How was your real estate seminar? So yesterday, at the end of the show, we find out that Charlie, our sound effects guy, and Dumb, our old phone screener, are going to go to a real estate seminar.
Oh, Dumb's going with?
Oh, yeah, he's my partner.
Yeah, they're going to
I thought that was a joke, so he's literally...
Property butt buddies.
Yes.
Oh, because he has a lot of money, Dumb, right, to invest?
No, we're not investing, you idiot.
We got to buy places and fix them up.
What?
Aren't you house flipping?
They want to be realtors, I think.
Oh, that. No, that was you doing the house flipping. Yeah, yeah.
Now, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I
like property butt buddies. That's not bad.
Now I don't know pals. I don't know much about
it. We have to go butt buddies. Property pals sounds pretty cool.
I like
butt partners. Buddies. It sounds better.
I just don't know if people want to do business with that.
I don't know much about the seminar that they went to, but I it was free, and I predict. Now I may be completely wrong. I don't know what they did exactly, but I said this is going to be the kind of thing you go, and then they're going to try and sell you like a $1,500. You know, DVD set or...
We have to get three of your friends then to sign up. They have to get two of their friends.
Right. Jeffrey, hold your horses for a minute. Actually, you know what, Jeffrey? What do you have to throw into this? What are you... You're in there hovering.
Once bought a house, is my guess.
What is it? What do you have for me that you got to jump in?
No, I just want to say you guys were talking about these two being Charlie and Dumb being real estate butt buddies. Well, my Aunt Kathy was a real estate agent for many, many years.
Can I be her butt buddy?
No.
Why not?
She's retired.
Oh. Retired from butt buddying?
No. Shut the hell up.
Okay. So,
what information? I mean, is it a hard job, Jeffrey? What is... Oh, he's left. He's just
okay,
gone.
That's
he's
it.
Left. Okay. Yeah. He's actually leaving.
Oh, where did he go?
That was strange.
He's like
walked away.
I don't know where he went. He just walked down the hall and walked out of here.
When Dumb invites you to a seminar and it's called How to Make $100,000 in Real Estate,
uh-huh.
How are you going to pass it up?
How are you
going to
pass
it? Does that sound like a scam to you? Does it?
I didn't know that's what it was called, but no, that sounds completely on the up and up. And I'm sure a guy in a cheap suit with slicked back hair wasn't there.
Rover, the banner ad for this thing, it's just money just raining down. And you can see that this money can be
yours.
It's
a gif of just money.
This money can be yours. You just got to reach out and grab it, okay, and just start selling.
But you have
homes.
To take that first step.
Yes.
By getting out your credit card and buying a $1,500 package that's going to show you, I've made so much money in real estate. I make endless amounts of money in real estate that now what I'm doing is I'm trying to get $1,500 from you. I always wonder that about these people.
Well, real quick, I want to just say, this was not that.
Okay.
I was surprised.
Right.
No, I was surprised because I saw the same thing. I was like, Dumb, this is what we're going to? Because Dumb found this. I was like, this is what we're going to? This seems exactly like you said, Rover, where they're going to sell me DVDs or a book. No, it's actually, so this is run by a big real estate company, a large real estate company, and they're just kind of explaining to you what it is to be a realtor. They're not selling. They're not selling you on anything. If you were to be an agent at their place, what it's like and like what the benefits are and everything, how to actually do it. You know, it's just a very introductory course.
I understand.
You have to get a license, right, to sell?
Oh, yeah. You have to get a license. You have to go to real estate.
Now, that
real
probably costs, I don't know, how much does that cost?
Well, the school is like $1,300, $1,400, I believe. And then
testing fee?
Testing's like $65.
Uh-huh. Who runs the school? Is it that company?
No, I guess it's the main company that does real estate schooling. I don't know. They're not charging
through the seminar. You should be able to tell us.
I do know.
Well, who runs the school?
I'm not going to say it. What do you mean?
Oh,
I don't know. It's a school. It's called Honduras. I don't know what it is.
Honduras?
It's something like that. I don't know.
I know that school. You do? They do nursing there, too, yeah.
You got to go to Honduras.
Yeah, to take it.
Or Honduras. Honduras, sorry. Yeah. I'm going to end up in Honduras selling shacks to people.
All right, so
This is just like, hey, if you were to pursue this kind of career, this is what to expect. This is how much money maybe right? They really actually didn't even really get into money, and it's just kind of like the different.
They
programs.
Probably legally, I don't know.
The
legally,
different programs.
They probably can't really tell you because how would they know? It would depend on how good.
We were saying it's as much as you can make as much as you put into it and stuff. And I'm not going to put
you
in
can
a
do,
lot.
That's what iHeart tells you.
Oh, well, yeah. <That's> funny.
No, but that's what my brother does. I told you yesterday. He's just like, make whatever. Like, he puts that much effort into it. He controls.
Is that his only job?
No, he's retired.
Oh.
So he has money coming in. He used to work at Chrysler and all that crap, but he just wants some extra money, play money. So he's very, and he's good with that.
Dumb had a whole scheme when I talked to him about this. His scheme.
It's not a scheme, Rover. It's a business plan.
Plan is a better.
His scheme sounds nefarious. I think this is a good business plan.
His scheme was, you know how he's a wedding DJ?
Yeah.
His scheme, Dieter, is that he's going to meet you on the happiest day of your life, your wedding day.
Right.
And he's going to ingratiate himself. You're going to love him. You're going to think of him in good terms because it's the happiest day of your life, your wedding. Then he's going to nail you with, hey, I'm a realtor. When you guys are ready to buy your first house together, here's my card.
I think that's a good plan.
Yeah, I don't think it's not a scheme either.
No,
it's actually a good plan.
He has that built-in people like him from
at first,
except for you. You hate
the
guy.
Yes. Everybody loves him.
Well, they didn't work with him as long as I did.
Oh yeah, we just have to. I mean,
work with him for a month or so.
Yeah, a month or so. We can act great for a month or so. You get to know us.
You're gonna be harder. I don't know. Can you pull this off?
Of course I can.
Okay.
But would you buy a house from your DJ? I don't know.
But if he's a real estate agent, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. If you don't know anybody else,
it seems. I don't know. It would seem like I would want a full time.
He is.
Real
I was looking, almost every day I was going to a house to look at it. You know, it takes a while. These people have to every day meet up with you and take you to houses.
You got to like them, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what I mean? You got to have that bond, and maybe he'll start that process with the...
Tom and I are the charisma brothers. I mean, we're great with people. People love us. People like being
so
around us. Yes, they do. Sorry, you don't understand this concept.
They're going to have one of those, like...
Nobody likes you.
Beer bar bikes where like you pedal and you go around looking at houses while you sip beer.
Why not? That's a good plan.
I'm gonna pass out.
That would be good.
Thumb would pass out. Charlie would be drunk and puke on people.
That's not bad.
As long as I'm selling houses, doesn't matter.
I think the hours work with you guys because, Dumb does the weekends on DJs and you were like off at night.
Yeah.
That works.
And for, that's what people want to look at houses. They want to look at houses at, after work. In the evening.
That is actually a perfect hours.
Uh-huh.
And weekends.
Uh-huh.
So I'm available
so you're gonna
evenings and weekends.
Split commission. How does this work?
No. Really, we'll be two separate agents. I mean, really.
Same company.
But under the same company.
Okay.
Whatever company we choose. Mm. I mean, it's our choice right now. Mm-hmm. We're the belle of the ball.
Are you one side of town? He's another side of town?
No,
have you
no,
guys?
No.
Nope. Anywhere? Another
tag team in the same area.
Well,
that's
I don't know.
Gonna be a problem.
One area?
We have to go to school first, guys. It's going to take a couple of months.
They got to get the 15. Okay. Dump's got to get $1,500 together right. to go to the school too.
He's out of work,
so it's.
No, he's not. He's DJing.
2019. I maybe by 2024 this will be completed.
That long?
I'm just kidding. I'm busting his balls.
Do you loan him the money to get the? No. Okay, sorry.
Dumb will be no doubt great at this.
I think so too.
I will be awesome, but Dumb will be a little bit better at me than this. But I mean, I don't know. I think it's a good fit. I don't know why not. I have the time, so why not?
Is it a lot of paperwork? Do you like paperwork?
I do not like the paperwork part.
I don't know if Dumb likes paperwork either.
But I might get my girlfriend's been wanting to do it too, so maybe we're a three-way and we do it and she's in charge of the paperwork. Who knows, guys?
Fartbox Fireman says if he puts the same amount of effort into this as he does playing sound effects, good luck. Fartbox Fireman counted 5 sound effects yesterday. That's an average of 1 per hour.
Did more than that.
Okay. I'm just relaying what people are.
But thank you.
Are telling me. And Bruno says,
I work
Charlie sure.
I get my bonus, all right?
Charlie.
Go ahead. How about that?
Charlie sure forgot about blank really quick. Are they best friends until.
Oh, he
until
can
Friday.
Maybe jump into this.
Oh, yeah.
In a little bit.
How long?
I don't know. Say,
after, you know,
a what? Month or two?
Yeah.
This 3-bedroom opium den is perfect for you.
It's jail cells available.
Let's see. This is, I think, Hallie, I think, is this person's name. Good morning.
Hi, yes, Hallie.
All right.
I just wanted to comment. I don't know if it's necessarily a good idea for Dumb and Charlie to go into real estate because we went to North Carolina this past weekend looking for houses, and I think the whole real estate profession is probably going down the tube in the very near future. There's an app called Open Door. So you go and you find these houses that you like on Zillow or wherever, Trulia. You drive to the house, and they have an app that you download to your phone, and it has an automatic unlock on the door. You register, you put your name, your email address. You walk up to the door, you press unlock. The door unlocks, you walk in, you show yourself the house, you lock the door when you leave, go to the next house, do the exact same thing.
Wouldn't that be,
if I'm selling
like
my
wouldn't
house.
Wouldn't that be 10 times better than dicking around with a realtor?
No.
But you don't know how to
yes,
do it. You don't know how to put in
no.
the offer. You don't know the paperwork.
Here's
oh,
the deal.
Yeah. Realtor.
You hit a button in the app and you go, here, make an offer.
If I am going to have a house, if I put my house up for sale, I don't want some strangers walking in with no realtor. It's all,
they can do whatever they want.
Right.
You sign up for that. It's not everyone has to do that, I'm sure.
I wouldn't do that.
And the houses we looked at were all vacant. So, I mean, there wasn't any furniture. I mean, people didn't actually live there. So, I guess in that sense, if you don't have your belongings in the house, it doesn't necessarily matter. But, it was so convenient. You don't have to mess around with a third party. You just go at your convenience. Mm-hmm. You do. And the open house is started at 6 a.m. till 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and even on the weekend. So you can go at 8 o'clock at night and not have to worry about setting up an appointment. It was awesome.
But again, but you're looking at
homes with a realtor is like going to a department store and having that clerk follow you around. Can I help you with anything? Oh, what do you think about this one? Oh, we have some items over here on clearance that I could show you. I mean, it's just
as long as they
annoying.
Leave you alone. And so be that. Don't be the annoying sales guy. Just like go
you
take a look.
You walk in the front door and you stand there. You stand there in the front door.
Take a look. Tell me what you think.
You can point out the bad things. That was one good thing about it. They see things that you wouldn't see because you're new to it.
That's a good point.
You know how to make cookies?
That's a good point,
people
too.
Like that cookie smell when they walk in.
They make a spray. You just spray the cookies.
No, but
a candle.
They're going to say, where are the cookies?
Have
you bring
treat.
Some cookies, Snitz. You don't have to make
wine
cookies.
And cheese? I mean, come on.
I know what I'm doing.
All right.
You don't think
Jack,
I know how to set up an open house?
In Houston, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jack.
Hey, Charlie. Are you there, buddy?
Yes.
Hey, I just want to know, is this going to be as successful as when Dieter was going to open his bar? And then it lasted, what? Not even one day, wasn't it?
It was closed before it even opened, if you'll recall.
His business plans.
Dieter had a bar that he had somehow, there's some sort of scam operation.
Thanks to this work, tell all the parties they still work here.
He entered into some sort of deal with a bar.
Oh, it's funny.
And they go, our bar's not doing so great. We're going to turn it into Dieter. Would you like to open up a bar with us?
Dieter's bar. Hell yeah!
And Dieter says, oh yeah, I've always wanted to open up a bar. They go into business together, and then it fails before it even opens.
There's so much heat from the mayor, Rover. He goes, oh, we got to shut this thing down.
Oh, the mayor? Why? Yeah. The mayor wouldn't allow you to do that.
And other bars in the area that were jealous. I don't want to get into it, but yeah.
Brett says that the Charlie, it's a fiber shield under your Jeep to keep debris out.
I saved the video for you. I went underneath the Jeep yesterday to try to get a video of whatever. Now, don't worry about the other sound you're going to hear. There's going to be a slight squeal you're going to hear, just very quiet.
Uh-huh.
But there's a clunk that you can't hear in the video because I'm not driving. It's parked. Uh-huh. But I went under there to show you guys what this thing is. It's hanging on underneath the underbody of the car.
Did you get a little wheelie?
Okay, guys. Here's what the car sounds.
You can't see that?
No, it says application unavailable.
Can't see it.
It's very important.
Wait, here.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you get a wheelie to go under, or you just scooch back?
Just scooch back. Okay. I didn't go fully underneath it, just underneath the thing, because it's right at the front, whatever this thing is.
Okay,
guys. Here's what the car sounds like. It's got a slight wheel going. Oh, that's loud. What is this thing?
Okay, so hold on. Don't worry about that. No, keep going.
What's this thing?
Look at this. What is that thing?
What is this?
That's not metal.
I know. It's like hard. I don't know what it is.
It's a carpet.
Yeah, carpet, a blanket or something.
See that?
Oh, wow.
But it's just resting on all of the important... All of those pieces look very important.
Oh, they all look very important, and they're all rusted out to hell, right?
No, they aren't really rusted.
Really?
No, it's metal color, man. You've never seen metal. You never got your hands dirty underneath a hood, so you don't understand what you're looking
at. I like this noise that your car makes.
Yeah, it's like a swarm of, like, locusts.
Why?
What is that?
That's just a bad belt. That might be the serpentine belt, timing belt. You know, not entirely sure. But look, see this thing is flapping around.
Using with the car.
Like
It's all parts.
Did someone put this in with literally like a, what is this right here?
What are we looking at here?
Cool. That.
Oh, wow.
That's a tie rod.
Oh.
Do you know that, or are you just pulling that out because that sounded kind of smart?
It doesn't, it looks like it's made out of leather, not metal.
What a
it's
belt?
A leather car.
Yeah. I mean, did someone strap this in with a leather belt?
Huh.
I don't think, no, that's like, the Jeep's red, it's just a piece of metal.
With the car. We got all these flaps flapping around.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's...
Oh, my gosh!
What is that?
Can you rip it out?
Yeah, I just pulled it out.
I think I can. I don't see why not, but I just don't know if it's important, because...
Where'd it come from?
Well, it's obviously, like, I think before, above all those items, and, like, nailed or stapled or glued up...
And
above,
just over time.
And it just dropped down onto that drive shafts and the tie rods in the ball bearings.
Does it just stop like rocks and stuff from coming up into your engine?
I'm thinking that's it, and that's what I posted that on Instagram. That's a lot of people said that. A lot of people said it's a bad belt. I'm not talking about the squeal. I understand it's got a slight squeal to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
only when you start it up.
I could
just let you know
it.
That baby's on, that it's working. It breathes itself back to life like that.
You drove the Bronco, though, today.
Yeah, because I didn't tear that thing out. You can't take the Jeep can't go on the road yet. It's not roadworthy right now because of this thing. You just looked at it.
Get under there.
I'm going to.
Pull that thing out.
Should he?
Yeah, pull that out.
What do you guys think?
What do you have to lose?
Oof. That is a good point. What do you have to lose?
don't
Michael writes, so my girl and I are the ones who drove from Detroit to the appearance. I think Charlie had an appearance somewhere. They drove all the way from Detroit to come out. After that, we had a few beers, and my girl wanted to see Jeffrey's house. So I Googled it, and it came up on Blank Street, the street that Jeffrey lives on. So we drove by. I love this. People come from out of town, and they're like, it's like, we should have a sightseeing tour.
I would love that.
Instead of maybe real estate, if you could get like a double-decker bus, Charlie, you could operate. I would do that.
Where we could go see where Jeffrey got arrested for the hooker.
Where he got hit by the car.
Where he got hit by the car, where his wife crapped her pants, and just me giving a tour of Jeffrey's life.
So we drove by, and I dared her to jump out and get a picture in front of Jeffrey's house. I believe they sent this in. If you'd like to see this, there it is. Her face is covered up so that you can't see what she looks like.
How the hell did she find that?
But there she is with her arms almost like a tourist attraction. You know, this is like a girl on the beach or in front of the Eiffel Tower. This is the very same pose they would have, but this just happens to be in front of Jeffrey's house.
It's like a painting of Jeffrey, but with a hole cut out for his head, and you can poke your little head in there and be the whole LaRocque clan.
Knowing that Jeffrey wasn't home, she jumped out and took the picture. Later, I was looking at this picture and noticed that the window with the custom burgundy sheet in it.
The curtain?
Yeah, it's not a curtain. It's a custom burgundy sheet.
Sheet, okay.
Designer.
That the window was wide open.
Oh.
Oh, no.
It rained a few times over the weekend well. Now, Jeffrey was out of town. He went to go to the Cooperstown for the Baseball Hall of Fame, and he left the window open. Jeffrey, did you get what room is that, and did you get rain in there?
Thank you. That was my bedroom, and no, I didn't get any rain.
How is that possible?
Why is the window open? I don't know. I just forgot to close it.
So no rain entered your open window?
No, because the rain was probably the way the angle of the water was falling away from the house.
Probably. Probably rain falls that way. There's no wind that can blow it in, because I know I leave a window open, it goes all into
the house. Like I said, I didn't get any rain in my house, so we'll leave it at that.
Wow. We'll leave it at that.
Well, he doesn't even know the windows are open, because they're all covered.
Yeah,
that's for our SO people. That's so people don't peek in on us.
And
my wife
towels,
and I
whatever
something.
You're putting over there.
What, you guys make sweet love up there?
No, it's just that she just doesn't like people spying on us. That's why she
on
has
the
all the windows
floor,
covered.
Yeah.
Was that the turkey towel that he had put up?
Burgundy.
Mm-hmm. Now using it as a
no, it's recycling. It's an old bed sheet.
Uh-huh. Is that the left window open too, or that's an AC unit?
No, that's a duplex.
That's the other house.
Okay.
Or the other unit.
So no rain got in there. I mean, that is pretty hard to believe, isn't it?
Man.
Is there a big overhang? Can you show me the full picture once again, Snitz? Is there a big overhang?
It's cut off on the top there.
Oh okay. Let me see here. Oh, I'm running behind. I'm out of time. Doogie, what do you have coming up in the shizzy?
A guy goes skydiving, and while he is falling down to Earth, he loses something. Well, it was found. What was it? It's pretty funny.
His dentures.
I'll tell you. It's along those lines.
Okay.
I'll tell you the story next.
We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Heart radio station.
The show. Save your breath. You'll need it when you're inflating your girlfriend. This is Rover's Morning Glory.
We'll get to the shizzy in just a moment. What do you have in the news, Dougie?
We're finally going to hear from Britney Spears. A lot of people are concerned that she's being held in a mental facility against her will. Well, we're going to hear from Britney Spears coming up next.
Rich in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, Rover and crew.
Hey, man.
Quick question. Talking about Jeffrey and his house and his window being open.
Yes.
You guys let him off a hook pretty easily. You're expecting a guy that left a smoke detector alarm going off for how long? A year plus?
No, 8 years, I believe.
Eight years. That's even worse. So you expect him to actually be aware of an open window and water in his house?
Yeah, you're probably right. In fact, the carpet is probably still soaked today from leaving that window open over the weekend. There were a lot of storms in the area. He was out of town. Yeah. It would be almost impossible. I've left my window open and it rained a little bit and it didn't get wet inside, but it wasn't for a long period of time. And I have pretty significant overhangs. I think Jeffrey's house, I think he just didn't realize it. I think, who knows if he's even been in that bedroom
right
since he's gotten back. His wife doesn't sleep in the bedroom. She sleeps on a couch downstairs. Who knows what's going on? So,
and I think it's a dresser in that room right there.
Right,
so
by the...
That could be all soaked, the wood.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey has no idea. Yes, Jeffrey, you got to turn your microphone on before you can speak. I know.
No, I was talking. I was warning Corey that I might have an angry fart. So.
Oh, okay.
Let it rip.
Why are you doing it on us? What have we said?
No, but I'm saying that. Matter of fact, I slept in my bedroom last night. Plus, I had to plug in my TV set, so it's still. No, there's no puddle.
Did you sleep?
Why would you have to plug in your TV set? Isn't it already plugged in?
My son sometimes unplugs it so we can plug in his guitar amp.
In your
there's
bedroom?
No other outlets in the entire house?
One per customer.
No, there's one outlet in my bedroom.
But he plays the guitar in your bedroom when you're sleeping?
No. When I'm not up there or if I'm downstairs on my laptop or watching TV, he will go upstairs and play
the guitar. Can I ask you, let me ask another question. Does he have a bedroom?
Yeah, just doesn't sleep in it.
Why doesn't he play guitar in there?
Why does he play guitar in there?
I have no idea.
I think it's a ceiling fan workshop in there, basically. You know.
Your bedroom he uses?
I remember I was just basically never allowed in my parents' bedroom growing up.
Oh, yeah. God, no. Yeah, no. Never. Who knows what you might find in there. Aaron, also in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's happening, bud?
Not much. I want to say I'm an aspiring comedian first. I've never went on stage, but I've got this joke, and it really happened to me. The other morning, I was in the shower cleaning up. Like, I'm a nice guy. I let my sister move in with me, so like, she'd have a place to go, and her girlfriend joined her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, I was in the shower cleaning my hair, and I got the shower caddy's got the three levels, and I went to go reach for my body washes at the next level, and there was a purple penis sitting right there, and like, I almost fell over, like, I fell. I was like, oh my god, I slid, like, I got my grips again, and like, I waited to talk to her, and like, I can't even really be mad. Like, I knew the type of person she is. She grew up with me and my mom, and like, every year Christmas, she'd be like, oh, I'm gonna go through mom's stuff, see what I can't find, and she'd come out the bedroom with the Gut Blaster 3000 with a 9-volt battery attachment and the hammer on the tip, the end that goes ding, 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 ding. Like,
now, all right, hold on.
You're a stand-up comedian?
No, he's an aspiring stand-up comedian. Oh. Now, he says this is a true story. He found a dildo in his shower when he let his sister move in. Okay. Now, Aaron, I would try to refine this a little bit before you use this in your stand-up act.
I would start over.
Just start from scratch.
Yeah, I'd throw that away. Start with something new.
All right, there you go. Some advice from Dieter. Thank you,
I got some advice. Don't be a liar. He sold that to me like it was a real story. F that guy.
He said it was a real story.
I thought he said it was a joke.
Okay.
Whatever.
Everyone has to pay attention. He said he's an aspiring comedian, but this actually happened to him. And then he went into the Gutbuster 3000.
Yeah.
Dildo or whatever he's talking about. Doogie!
Yo! What's going on with you?
You sick?
You okay?
No, I feel it's probably these workouts I've been doing. Probably even my vocal cords are...
You're screaming, ah! Yeah.
You're that guy. That
oh,
screams.
My God. No,
why can't you walk?
No, it's after the workout. Doogie goes, what's the matter with you? When I walked in today, I go, I can't move my legs.
So you got through day two.
No, he's the second
well,
day.
Well, I did the second half of my, I did
one.
A one-day workout, so I did half on day one, then I did the second half on day two, but it's still my legs hurting from day one.
Right.
Here we are on day three now, and I can barely move my legs.
Are you excited about that now, though?
That's the burn.
No. No, I was thinking about this yesterday, of what you guys were saying.
You don't feel accomplished.
Who would enjoy this feeling?
You don't like the feeling, but damn, I really did something yesterday.
No.
So no pain, no gain.
No.
I agree with that. I was actually jealous that you could barely walk because I worked out yesterday and I'm not sore.
I look like
that.
I just got done filming a gay porno.
Oh,
that's the way I'm walking right now, okay?
It's working out that area.
It's a good look for you. It looks good.
So. You take a pain pill?
No, you told me not to,
okay,
dude.
Good, don't.
And no pain pills.
So you're just done with negates
everything according to Dieter, which I find really hard to believe.
Look it up. It's absolutely true.
Well, there was one study where they looked at mice. So, you know, other than that.
Are the mice working out?
Yeah, they on the hamster wheel. They make them run on that and then give them a little a leave.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to work out today? Are you going to take a break?
And start day two?
If I work out today, I'm going back to what I started on day one.
Oh, so that workout.
And it would be like.
Is same?
It's the same one 90 times.
I don't know. I'd mix it up a little bit, but I mean, my legs.
You got to fight through it.
Robert, you haven't used your legs in 30 years. You're like a freshborn baby.
I know.
First my time legs, walking.
If I try to squat down and pick something up, I go, I have to hold on to, the counter. Wall. And just straightening my leg out.
But keep moving your muscles. You got.
I took a long bath last night.
Oh, that's my guy. Were you Charlie now?
Ripping me off. Here we go.
Got a nice book.
I told B2, I go, I got to take a bath.
Would you like some candles?
She's like, you are such an idiot. She's like, I'm not sore at all. She was doing the same workout.
She's a beast.
I go, you got to be sore a little bit. She's like, no.
Did you have a glass of wine?
Did you bath bomb?
Cheese tray.
No, I just poured some liquid soap in there, some body wash.
And you fart and all the bubbles mix it around, right?
Did it feel good?
It didn't really help, I don't think.
You
felt good
keep...
while I was in there, but I don't think it really helped. All right, are you ready?
Fart?
A little underwater fart?
Yes, I'm ready. Excuse me.
Ooh. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
You might not know this person's name, and I might not be able to pronounce it. Jackie Saborito. And probably doesn't ring a bell. She got into a car accident back in 1999. But if you were to see the picture of this young girl, you'll remember that this young girl was the face of drunk driving.
I don't remember this chick.
1999 in Texas. She.
No.
You don't remember?
No.
Am I the only one that remembers this girl?
Was she on commercials on TV?
Yeah, she was like the face of.
Oh my God.
Don't drive drunk.
Okay, so she got hit by a drunk driver.
Well, tell her what your face looks
burned
like.
Burned up, and her face looks like, I don't know, burnt up pig, maybe?
She became an advocate against drunken driving years after she suffered severe burns all over her body, numerous health issues. She was involved in Austin, Texas, 1999, in a car crash. She was 20 years old. Her and her three friends were together in a car when Reggie Steffi's SUV plowed into the car. The vehicle caught fire. The girl was trapped in the front passenger seat. Her body was covered in flames for almost one full minute before paramedics were able to extinguish the blaze and pull her out. So she has now died. The other the girls in the car, they all died. So she had to go through all these.
She died of cancer, by the way, too.
Done.
It has nothing to do with the,
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't.
All right. So just getting to it.
I am. Okay. She died of cancer.
All right. There you go.
I don't care about that story, okay? A woman working at a facility in Pennsylvania died in a horrible meat grinder accident.
What happened? She fell into it?
It was an incident that took place about 11:30 in the morning, and they said that they don't know if she fell in. They don't know if she was pulled in as she was perhaps reaching for something. They don't know if something got caught and she was yanked in from the grinder. So they say it was 6 feet off the ground.
The meat grinder was?
Something happened to where she went in completely destroyed.
I wonder how fast that goes.
Quick. I would think, right?
I never worked with one like a meat grinder like that. Like a crank one, you make sausage, but not like, I don't know what that is.
It's probably very similar to like a tree shredder, I would guess, like a wood chipper.
Oh, man.
City Council Speaker Corey Johnson raised a lot of concerns about legalizing e-scooters in New York. Well, Corey was cruising around on vacation on an e-scooter in Mexico, and guess what happens?
He got in a wreck?
He fell face first.
Ah.
Scraped, scratched, covered in black stains from the tar on the road, but not injured, he said. But he wiped out.
Mm.
So if you're going to, why would you go on one? If you're
They're
saying,
fun. Wait, they are fun.
He's anti-scooter, is that right?
Yeah, he doesn't want them in New York City.
Doesn't want them in New York City.
Weird coincidence.
But those Mexicans, he doesn't care if they have them. He'd love to ride around on them.
Then he went out and rode one and crashed.
On vacation.
That is a strange coincidence.
And I can't find a picture of it. of his crash. All I saw is his tweet that he said he crashed.
With no picture?
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting. Okay. You think it's... Okay.
Yeah, he says, scraped, scratched, covered in black stains from the tar on the road, but not injured. Why not post a picture?
Yeah.
To show the dangers of them.
Good point. In Sonoma County, deputies there were reached because somebody found a prosthetic leg. They get the call and they say, hey, there, it's a lumber yard. There's this leg we found. It wasn't here yesterday. And so the cops go and they grab it and they speak to some people at a nearby.
Leg?
Yeah, a prosthetic leg.
Oh, a prosthetic leg. I thought you meant just, I didn't hear you say that.
Yes. So then they talked to people around the area. It turns out deputies found the amputee that went skydiving. His leg fell off. He lost his leg. They were able to return his leg to him.
Mm.
Oh,
imagine
wow.
going skydiving and your leg falls off. How do you land on one leg?
You hop on one leg.
Yeah. Yep. They were able to give him his leg back. Tonight's episode of the CW drama Riverdale is the last one shot before the death of Luke Perry. So Riverdale fans, you get ready to say goodbye to Luke Perry. That's tonight. Remember we had told you that they will air that episode? That will air tonight. Last year, Avengers Infinity War made close to $900 million worldwide in its opening weekend, and some people are predicting that the Endgame could potentially make $1 billion this weekend. This weekend.
Worldwide?
$1
billion. $1
billion.
Who's the star of this movie? Are they all the stars?
Tony Stark.
Is really still him? Iron Man?
I mean, yeah, it's everybody. It's everyone.
Okay, I don't know who's like one main focus.
That,
and then...
No, that's why this is such a big deal, is because the Avengers movies has all of them at the same time.
Okay.
So Black Panther guy will be in there. Everybody will be in there.
Captain America.
Yeah.
Could you imagine worldwide $1 billion?
It's insane.
And finally, we hear from Britney Spears. A lot of people are trying to figure out what's going on with her. There's a hashtag Free Britney that's circulating. Trending, trying to see what's happening with her. So she has taken to Instagram. So her dad's dying of cancer. Britney has canceled her Vegas residency, her shows, because she wanted to focus on the health of her dad. And then all of a sudden, she checked into this mental facility to kind of clean herself back up and get everything back under control. She was having a hard time dealing with her father's illness. And then all of a sudden, it's really weird. What's going on with Britney? Her mom's posting cryptic messages. Britney herself posted a 10-second Instagram video.
Here it is.
Hi, guys. Just checking in with all of you who are concerned about me. All is well. My family has been going through a lot of stress and anxiety lately, so I just needed time to deal. But don't worry, I'll be back very soon.
Okay.
The vocal fry.
Yeah. Like, everyone's getting that these days.
There you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Ashley, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Rover. How are you?
I'm doing all right. What's happening?
Hey, I just want to tell you, you mentioned the story about the scooters. I'm actually traveling out of state to go to my brother's funeral. He was in Fort Lauderdale riding on one of those and was hit by a car and killed.
Oh, my God. 28
years old. Yeah, I'm the 12th. So I don't think that they're any good. I think they should ban them. You know, I'm not sure how he wasn't seen and how he got hit, but it seems like, you know, there's more trouble with those.
Oh, I can tell you how he wasn't seen. Cars will whack you on those things. You have to be very careful on those scooters. Yeah. And I was riding down on one in West Palm Beach, and luckily it wasn't a car, but a guy, he was in a parking lot, got out of his car, and I'm coming. Those things go fast. The one I have goes up to, it's 20 miles per hour or something, and I could see this guy turns around, and he just starts to run across the street without looking. He's like Jeffrey. And runs right into me. And so your brother was killed on one of these, hit by a car. Was anyone sighted? Was there...
The woman stayed at the scene, and I guess in Florida, I don't know, it seems pretty messed up. I think it's different here in Cleveland. But in Florida, because she stayed on the scene, she wasn't drinking. there won't be any charges filed. I mean, she's got to live with the fact that she killed him, you know, which I don't know that there's any worse punishment than that. But, you know, nobody was cited. You can look up the story if you, you know, Google it. It talks about it. It happened on April 11th at 11:47 at night. He was down there on vacation with some of his friends.
Yeah, the other thing that people have to consider when they're doing this is a lot of people get on these scooters after they've been drinking. And yeah, when you've been drinking, it seems like a great idea. What could happen to you? You know, you're a little more carefree. And you're not paying as much attention. You're not as coordinated. Your reaction time isn't as fast. And I agree. They are pretty dangerous. I happen to have a couple on board Rolling Glory One, our bus, and we take them out. We go around town. B2 and I do. They are a lot of fun, but we wear helmets when we do it, too.
Yeah, he didn't have one on.
Yeah, who would? Who's carrying a helmet around?
Right.
Because we have our own, we have helmets. And it's funny, we were riding around, I forget what city it was, but I must have had like four people go, "Hey, man, that's cool you're wearing a helmet." These are like 50, 60-year-old people or whatever, not anyone cool, but... But they see so many people riding around on these scooters with no helmets, and they can be very dangerous, as Ashley can attest. Well, Ashley,
sorry for your loss.
Sorry about that. That sounds terrible. And have a safe trip, and thank you so much. Her brother killed on one of those scooters.
Very sad.
Do you think those scooter companies feel any sort of... Look, they're out to make money. We know that. Do you think that they feel any sort of responsibility or liability?
No.
You don't think so?
No. You think cigarette makers feel bad when people die of smoke?
No.
No, they're just counting their money.
You're probably right. But
I was reading, those things are not going to stick around for a while because none of them are making money. They think that the way they have to make money, they have to be in service for like 6 months to get some profit off of each scooter.
Mm-hmm.
But they're only lasting like 30 days.
Because people, they're not, yeah, I treat mine because I own it.
Yeah, but the ones you rent, you just ghost ride it right into the sidewalk. You walk away from it. Who cares?
Yeah.
Just leave it there. It's not your problem.
Yeah, well, that's like all those meal preparation. I get every day in the mail, I get some sort of meal kit, you know, how you can have the whole ingredients and everything mailed to you. And there's like 500 of these things now. I don't know for sure. I don't think any of them are making any money. It's an expensive thing to do. You got to pack that stuff up. You got to pay for people to do that. You got to ship it. The shipping costs are very expensive. And the scooter companies are doing the same thing. It's expensive for them to operate. But what they're trying to do is come out of the gate and get enough market share. They're all trying to become the player, whether it's in meal prep, whether it's in scooters. But then there's just like 10 scooter companies and no one's making any money doing it. They are fun, though, right?
I forget. One I tried to sign up for on the spot, I couldn't get it to work. So then I went to the other company. So they lost my business right then.
Right.
It was such a piece of crap.
Yeah.
And now I used the other one.
Yeah. I think that was that in Charlotte?
Possibly.
I think there happened to be an outage that day scooter company.
Lost my. They sent me a coupon for $2. Okay. Here's a $2 coupon. Come back.
Mm-hmm.
But be careful. Here is, let me take a break. I have all sorts of good stuff to talk about this morning. I want to tell you about a couple of kids that got, a funny story, a couple of kids got in trouble. I could see this happening. This never happened to me, but I could see it happening to me, and I'm curious whether it happened to anyone else. It's a story that happened near this area, and a couple of kids got in a little bit of trouble. I'll tell you about it right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Radio Station. WMMS.
Filthiest show on the radio.
It is intended only for mature audiences.
I'm not talking about content. I mean, these guys actually smell like shit.
There's something weird in the air.
What the hell, guys? I mean, you guys fucking stink.
We'll be right back.
Bill told me that he just saw in the news that another person died falling at the Grand Canyon.
I heard
an
that.
Old person.
A 70-year-old woman.
Yes.
Well, I want to go there again.
That's insane.
Schnitz is lucky he got out of there alive, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
The 70-year-old's dropping like flies at the Grand Canyon National Park.
He's sitting over the edge.
Oh, yeah.
It's so crazy you guys thought of that, because I never thought of it for a second the whole time I was there.
You didn't think about falling off the edge of the Grand Canyon really when you're actually there at the edge of the Grand Canyon?
I really didn't really think about it. I didn't think I was that... I mean, I was close.
I mean, there, here's a picture.
You were sitting over the edge. You guys really weren't that close.
You guys were even closer than that. I would say that that's the closest you were to the edge.
Even at
would
that
you,
point, I mean, if I would have started rolling, I'm at the edge, yeah. If I
and there's, rolling, and there's a little bit down. Of there's a little bit of a downgrade
you're not
there,
stop
too.
Yourself, and no. Then you're going to drop forever, but... It's so weird. I never thought about it, really.
And it's all little pebbles there, so anyone who's walked on, like, it's a hard, very hard rock, and on top of that hard rock are, like, little pebbles. That's essentially like walking down a hallway with marbles.
Yeah.
And you take one slip.
No fence, no gate there. You're going down.
You didn't think about, did you think about that, Schnitz?
Did I? No, not at all.
I really didn't. You guys were apparently just watching us like, oh my God.
Living life.
Man. Especially Schnitz had just passed out like 2 days before that when we were in Nashville or whatever. And
but I was ready to grab his shirt.
Schnitz was sitting in a chair and just like had like this seizure thing and passed out.
Puked, cracked himself.
And then we're like, he's like on the edge of the the Grand Canyon.
In the hot sun, you're dehydrated, right?
He's lucky he got out of there alive.
I was thinking the whole time, I'm like, oh my God, anybody can just fall over this thing at any moment. Some psycho could just come up behind you and just jab you in the back.
Oh, that's true,
too. And you think that that won't happen. However, look what just happened at Mall of America. Guy's walking.
Yes.
Picks up a 5-year-old kid, chucks him over the railing.
Can you live your life like this? This is not a way to live your life, dude.
Yeah, live your life on the edge, man. On the edge of the Grand Canyon.
I'm that person that just fell over.
Yeah, I try not to take unnecessary risks.
Did you even
get to? Life.
Did you even experience the Grand Canyon like Snitzer and I did?
Oh,
I experienced it.
Yeah, that's all you. That's all you
there.
Saw.
I saw
Charlie
it all.
Or Jeffrey experienced it.
Oh, kind of,
on his phone.
Yeah, Jeffrey was just the whole time we're at the Grand Canyon. Jeffrey's just staring at his phone, wondering why he's not getting a signal because he has to tweet some porn stars.
Happy birthday, Nikki Benz. You have to turn your mic on.
The whole thing, the whole Grand Canyon, and he's not looking out at it at all.
He never
saw it. He's just staring at the screen on his phone. It's incredible.
Jeff, are you okay in there? You can't talk?
Sorry, no, Charlie's trying to say, when I turned on my mic, Charlie said I shocked the board. So.
He did. Everything turned off on the board. Everything was just off.
Are you serious?
Yes. I have to reset
it. He's got so much static electricity. Built up.
Well, anyways, I had a great time at the Grand Canyon, and yes, I made sure that I did not do anything that would cause me to fall in the Grand Canyon. Because of course, I don't want my guts all over the place.
Are you okay?
You'd be an organ?
No, I'm trying to say I don't.
Are you having a stroke?
Unlike you, Charlie, that sits at the edge of the Grand Canyon, and take a picture. I don't take those kinds of risks. I don't want my
you didn't even
organics.
Look at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I did look at the Grand Canyon.
You don't
dude.
Take those kinds of risks now. I don't have it pulled up, but I could show it to you. He doesn't take those kinds of risks. Should we show you the video where he runs across the street without looking and gets hit by a bus?
Yeah.
If we have
he doesn't take those kinds of risks.
Well, of course. I mean, nobody would care if my guts were splattered all over the place, so who cares?
I would. No one wants your guts splattered all over the place. I did find the...
here he is at the Grand Canyon.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
there's Jeffrey. Just if you're watching RMGTV, it's just a picture of Jeffrey with bedhead staring at his phone. Look at the whole scene behind him. Beautiful Grand Canyon, one of the wonders of the world, and Jeffrey's just staring at his phone. I did find the article of this this guy who was killed on the scooter in Fort Lauderdale, and it was just as she described it. It happened at 11:27 p.m. on a Friday night on a busy road, North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale, and guy was whacked. Her brother was whacked. The scooter was in the road, so I don't know if he was like in a bike lane or something. I don't know the details, obviously, but you got to be careful on those. People have been killed here on them, haven't they? I don't know about on the rental ones, but I know a girl was killed on a different kind, like her own personal scooter here a few months ago.
You still have your scooter, Charlie? Your moped?
Oh, yeah, but my motorcycle temp license, because it's just temporary, it's just, it expired, so I haven't been able to use it yet. And it's been cold.
There's a story I wanted to tell you. This happened in, let me see where this, in Warren, Ohio. Someone called 911 and they said, I see a naked girl running through my neighborhood. And then right behind her, a naked man running right behind him. This is at 6 a.m. Monday morning.
What's going on?
It is a question. You see two naked people running through your neighborhood?
Were they streaking?
And then they stopped and they were outside of a woman's home yelling and screaming that someone is chasing them. Help, we need help, we need help. So she calls 911. What would you do if you, by the way, Dieter, if you're in your home, 6 a.m., Monday morning, and two naked people are outside your house yelling and screaming that they need help?
Oh. Call 911.
You call, but do you go out there? Do you open the door? You let them in? You don't, do you?
Well, you know they have no weapon.
Well, it depends. Naked. They could smuggle it somewhere.
Keister a knife and pull it out.
Ouch.
If it's a hot chick, I'm coming out. I can help you. But if it's a couple and they're crying and all that, yeah, you might want to call 911. Now grab my gun first.
So the woman calls 911, police, and then they run off after that. Police eventually get out to the neighborhood, and they're driving down the street, and this naked woman runs right up to the police cruiser and jumps into the back seat.
Come on in.
And says, my dad is chasing me.
The naked guy was the dad?
No. Doozy?
No, there's another party.
Thank you. Just let me finish the story, please. Says, my dad is chasing me. It turns out that the girl was a couple of blocks away from her home. Her 42-year-old father says that he got out of bed to check on a noise that was coming from his daughter's bedroom when he found his juvenile daughter and a juvenile boy in bed. Both were naked.
How old?
It doesn't say. Just says juvenile. The boy immediately jumped out of the window. He was naked.
Oh, good move.
He sees the dad come in. He jumps out the window.
Yeah.
The daughter, that's her boyfriend, the love of her life. She jumps out the window, follows him. And the dad is like, you son of a bitch. He jumps out the window and starts chasing him. So he's chasing him through the neighborhood. The boy's running away. The girl's following the boy. They're all going nuts. They didn't have time to put their clothes on, obviously, before the father started chasing him.
Now you get out of there. That dad will kill you.
The boy was never found. He didn't jump into the police car. He kept running. They never found the boy. But the father says that he knows the boy's name. He told police he knows the boy's name, and he's already setting up a meeting with the juvenile prosecutor to get a protective order to keep the boy from being near his daughter. How's that going to work out for him? So, the police report doesn't reveal the age of either of these children. Did the father, who's 42 years old, did he do the right thing or did he do the wrong thing? I think that going to the prosecutor, trying to get a protection order against this boy, let's just say they're 15. I don't know how old they are.
What's a 14, juvenile 15? Considered, like, age-wise?
Anyone under the age of 18?
So they could be 17.
I know this is, it's almost like she's never heard that word. Yeah. She's not quite sure of the definition.
Yeah, like,
juvenile. Who would, who's considered a juvenile? Yeah.
Huh. They could be 17.
When they send you to juvie, well, you could be 17. You're right.
Is a 17-year-old sent to juvenile or they're tried as an adult? So maybe I'm thinking.
Well, it depends. If it's a serious crime.
Younger than 17?
No,
They're 14 or 13, oh, yeah, the dad did the right
thing. I'm guessing they're 15 years old, roughly. That's just it seems to me like, I don't know why, but that seems to me like the kind of age that you would be doing this kind of stuff.
I think the dad did the right thing.
Chase him out the window is the right thing.
Sure, but chasing him out the window.
Court?
The protective order? That's not going to work. That's going to backfire on you like you wouldn't believe. Together.
Yeah, they're going to meet up still after school.
How long till this girl gets knocked up by that guy?
Yeah, within a month.
What does this protective order do?
Keeps him like, with you know, you have to stay 200 yards away from the girl at all times or something. Or you are thrown arrested. In the clink.
Yeah.
You know when people have like stalkers?
Really?
Yeah.
Like you have
but
to
I don't know how you can do that.
Because the girl doesn't want that to happen.
That's what I'm saying.
So how can you put a protective order on two people that
because she's not a juvenile.
That are consensually seeing one another.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could do that either, frankly.
Like, I couldn't just put a protection order like on Rover and Doogie and just, you guys can't see each other anymore. It doesn't make any sense.
You're not the dad.
Try it.
This is the father.
I don't understand how I wouldn't follow that.
I mean, this is the story of Romeo and Juliet. Their families didn't want them to be together.
True.
You know, that just draws them, puts them together.
Now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. If your daughter is hooking up with some guy and you find them in bed naked, I don't have a problem with chasing the guy out the window, but this protective order, I think, is going to completely backfire. The girl is going to be driven to this guy now. Oh, this is she thinks that this is a love of her life.
Yeah.
Snitz, you have daughters. I don't know if they talk. They probably don't talk to you as the father about this kind of stuff, but maybe your wife would relay it to you. How many times at the age of 14 or 15 did they think they were in love?
Oh, there's tons of emotions flying at that age. Yeah, definitely. But you got to walk a fine line. When you can't be totally against the person because, like you said, it's going to push them together.
Right.
You have
to
say, even if you don't want them together, say, oh, I love this guy. This guy's awesome.
Yeah, and then you go, oh, dad likes this guy? There must be something wrong with him.
Were there some turds, Snitzer? Were there some bad dudes?
Yeah. And some fooled us both. You know, some we thought were cool and, you know, they cheated on him, whatever. You know, there's some bad dudes out there. Yeah. But there's some other cool dudes. So
they would cheat on your daughter and then would you ever see the guy again or?
No, I mean, I don't run circles with these people. But if I did, I'd
pull out a butter knife on him.
Exactly.
Remember, the Snitz pulled out a butter knife on a guy, his now wife's ex-boyfriend.
At Denny's.
That's right. They were like 17 or 18 or something. And the guy didn't do anything to Snitz. He just showed up at Denny's and went into the bathroom, and Snitz was stewing there. He's like, that's the ex-boyfriend of my girl that I'm seeing now. So he takes a butter knife from the table, goes into the bathroom, and he's going to shank the guy with a butter knife, but he backed out at the last minute. Probably save Snitzer a trip to jail. No, I just think that this guy, as much as he wants to try to protect his daughter, your daughter's the neighborhood slut.
No, don't say that.
She is.
Dad wants
She's
to
naked
that.
On a Monday morning. It's not even a weekend. It's a Monday morning.
6 a.m. you said this
6
was?
6 a.m. Monday morning.
So you think he snuck over, what, like at 5, middle of the night? And they were...
Oh, probably 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, he's been there all night?
Been there all night.
Okay.
Definitely.
And they have some morning sex. The dad hears
that's
it.
That's right. Okay. That's right. The dad's like, what's going on in there? I mean, Monday morning, she's putting out.
Yeah, you got to sneak out before the parents wake up for work.
I used to do this when I was a 15, 16-year-old boy. I frequently did this. Or maybe, I don't know about frequently, but more than a handful of times I would sneak in. I had a girlfriend, and I would, when I was like 16, I would drive over to her house. I would park down the street. I would then walk to her house, knock on the window. This was much more complicated than it is for kids now because they have texting and cell phones. We didn't have that back in the day. So you used to have to coordinate this at about 8 p.m. on the regular telephone and be, okay, I'll be over there at like 1 o'clock in the morning. This was fraught with all sorts of pitfalls. Not only could you get caught, but your girlfriend could also fall asleep inadvertently.
Right. And somebody could be listening on that phone call easily.
You could usually hear people pick up on an extension, you know?
Not if you hold on mute as they pick it up. You know what I mean? That was one way to block it. But the mistake they did here, Rover, is banging in the bed. I remember you had to go on the floor so people wouldn't hear the squeaking in the house. Your parents wouldn't hear that.
Yes.
It's horrible.
Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Yo, Rover, COY.
Arbe, what's happening?
Hey, yeah, just an idea. It sounds to me like this guy's setting up a paper trail on this kid. Next time this kid shows up, he's going to shoot him.
So if the kid ends up in the house, the guy will shoot him.
That's happened before, hasn't it?
It has.
Yeah, he's got a protective order. He started a paper trail. A kid comes in, he shoots him and tells the police, look, it was an intruder. I didn't know. This particular person, I've got paper on. He's not supposed to be within 1,000 feet of my daughter. I had to kill him.
Now, do you think, and I'll ask Snitzer this because he is a father of girls, if that scenario happened to you, Snitz, that exact scenario, 6 a.m., Monday morning, you open up the door and your, let's just say, 15-year-old daughter is naked in bed with a naked boy, what do you do? Do you chase him out the window and chase him down the street?
Yeah, you have to, but I think the shooting him at, or whatever this guy's talking about, is a little too far. I mean, yeah, you chase him out of there. I'm not going to beat up a little kid, whatever. But, yeah, you chase him. Hopefully he's I yell enough to scare him away.
What if he chests up to you, Snitz?
Oh, yeah, he goes, kicks Snitzer's ass.
What are you going to do, old man?
Well, then it's on.
Then you fight him?
Dude,
he's naked. You grab his ball sack and twist.
Oh.
Just crushes nuts.
He's probably aroused at the time. You want to go down there with your hand, Rover? I stay away from there.
It's like a sword fight. You try and grab his nuts, and he's batting it away with his erect schlong. that's just been defiling your daughter. There was a girl also down the street when I was a kid, and I would sneak into her house. And that was really stupid. Because she had this big, her father was a big, like, barrel-chested guy, and I used to sneak into her house in the middle of the night, have sex with her in her bedroom, and like you said, Dieter, we'd have to do it on the floor because the bed, I think parents purposely give squeaky beds to their daughters, because you couldn't even, like, you couldn't even lay down on this bed without it going,
yeah.
And if you tried to get some action,
doesn't matter what you do, lay sideways or whatever you lay, it still squeaks.
So then you're on the floor,
right?
And I could actually in my mind remember, like, sneaking up. Her bedroom was upstairs, and her parents' bedroom was upstairs. Like, think about this: she would sneak down, she would open up the front door of the house.
No.
I would sneak in the front door. Have to tiptoe up the stairs.
I kill you.
Past the bedroom, then down the hall to her room, and then you'd have to do the whole thing all over again to get out of the house. If that guy caught me, he would have killed me. There's no doubt about it.
My house has window alarms. So she opens up a window. It says which window is open.
Yeah, does she know the password or the alarm code?
No, it doesn't matter if the alarm is on or off.
But here's what you are underestimating, Douchey. Now, your daughter is almost 9 years old. She's not at this level yet, but wait until they're a teenager. They will go on the internet. They'll Google your alarm system. They'll figure out how to put in the master code and disable those chimes on a particular window or zone or something. So you think you're protected. Beep, 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 if something opens up. They'll disable that. You'll never know.
I can check the alarm. I can do that every night when I set the alarm.
You'll get lazy and won't do it.
Yeah. No, you won't.
I've been a bad kid. I know all of these tricks. Don't you agree with me, Charlie?
Yes. I mean, any kid would learn how to Google it, and they're going to be able to beat you because you don't really know technology.
Yeah, I do. I know my alarm.
Not as much as she'll learn about it.
Mm. And Dave. Like Rover said, use the front door.
Yep.
What if she turns it off and goes in the front door with the boy?
You can't turn it off.
Why
what do you
not?
Mean? There's no code
you have to
teach your daughter when she grows up.
To get home? She's going to get home from school before you do?
She'll disable it as a zone. What I'm saying is you can't turn it off. You disable a zone, a window. You can open and close that window all you want without it going off. She'll open the window. Guy will crawl in. They'll have sex. Guy will crawl out.
Right.
Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Yeah, you guys are exactly right. That's what they'll do. They can bypass just one window. She'll never know.
Yeah, as technology, it's easier and easier now to keep tabs on your kids with cell phones and location tracking and Find My Friends and all those sorts of things. But the kids aren't stupid. In fact, they're smarter than you are. Whatever you come up with to track them, they'll come up with a way to defeat that and make you think you know what they're doing when they're one step ahead of you. Anyhow, go on, Dave.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of a horny 16-year-old. I mean, you know, they get very creative when it comes to those things.
But yes.
My question is this. I get the separating them and how that brings them closer together. But what do you think the best way to handle that would be? I mean, what possibly could you do? I mean, if you punch the kid, you get in trouble. You know, anything else is going to bring them closer together. I mean, you almost take the opposite and say, hey, you know what? Come on over every weekend. Bang it out. I'll give you guys condoms, whatever you want to do. I mean, what do you do?
No, I think you have to do it this way. And this is just me. I'm not a father, so I don't know for sure. But I think you don't make a big deal. I mean, you obviously you'd be upset. Your daughter knows you're upset. But don't make too big of a deal about it. Then you have to find this kid. You make it your life's mission. You leave work early. You find out where he walks home, whatever. You find this kid. You hop out of your car when he's walking down the sidewalk. He doesn't know. And you grab this kid by the neck. And you say, listen, I am going to kill you. You stay away from my daughter or I will literally kill you. And you scare the living crap out of this kid.
I would just call the cops.
The cops, you'd say.
There's a psycho dad stalking me and threatening me.
And here's what, as a dad, I would tell the cops, I go, obviously, this kid made this story up. He's trying to bang my daughter. He wants to get me out of the way. This never happened.
Oh, I'd call you a pussy right to your face and hope that you swung at me. Then you get locked up, and then I'm banging the crap out of your daughter.
I'd throttle you until I saw the life leaving your eyes, until you're an inch with your life.
And I come back from the coma as you're in prison and just banging the hell out of your daughter.
No, yes. No. You scared. Now, this kid, I think you are underestimating, Charlie. I remember as a kid, you were scared of adults. There was always like those crazy guys, the crazy dads that you didn't want to tangle with.
Of course.
And when you're a 14, 15-year-old kid, you got to scare the boy so much that he doesn't want anything to do with your daughter.
How about going to his parents? Maybe.
No.
Is that?
No.
That's
because
a weak move.
Because the parents, these days, the parents could be crazier than their kid. Who knows what kind of a weird parent you're going to get? They could end up fighting you, you know?
Yeah.
Gene in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning.
Hi.
So I have a story for you guys about a boy in my daughter's room.
Yes. Okay.
So I got up one night, and I heard some stuff, and I go in her room, and her and her boyfriend are in the room naked. I have my boyfriend, I shut her door, because I'm shocked now, so I shut her door and I have my boyfriend stand outside her bedroom door so her boyfriend can't leave. And I called the cops and had him arrested and they took him out in his underwear.
Oh my God.
Arrested and I really like the kid.
For breaking into the house.
The daughter invited him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably did.
What a bitch.
And so what did they do to the kid? Yeah, Charlie hates Gene. What did they do to the kid? What happened to him?
Well, I just wanted to scare him. I liked him. He was a good kid, except for sneaking in my house.
Yeah.
So,
your daughter liked him, too, a lot.
Did they break up?
Yeah, so what happened? What happened?
She liked him a little too much.
Uh-huh.
Well, was he charged with a crime?
No. I just scared him.
And did that stop the relationship?
I wasn't trying to stop it. I just, you can't sneak in my house at 2 in the morning.
Did it stop it?
Well, it stopped them from sneaking in the house, but they were still banging probably after school in the woods or something.
No, they're not. They split up a few years ago, but they did date for about two years.
How old was she?
15.
9. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Right, Gene, thank you. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory with the news. The Shizzy next. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Heart Radio Station. Dumb down your smart speaker with Rover's Morning Glory. Alexa, play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. Because everything else just sucks. Now back to the show.
The Shizzy is coming up in a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Douchey?
If you're in a coma, Rover, do you still want to be kept alive? Just let you sit for
indefinitely.
Years?
Yes.
30 years, 40 years, 50?
Forever. You keep me alive as long as possible, please. I may pop out of that. May take me a little bit of time. It's happened. I know it's rare, but Yes, please.
Well, it has happened where somebody has popped out of a coma.
I'll tell you.
How long she was in a coma next.
All right, we will get to that in just a moment. Brian in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brian.
Yo, Dieter, yo, Rover, yo, everyone.
Yo, what's happening?
Rover, I was just curious, you know, it's clearly a double standard when it comes to boys and girls. You talked about it yesterday with that mother, you know, hooking up with her daughter's boyfriends and whatever.
Yeah.
What do you, and maybe, you know, snitch or two, all that stuff with its kids, you walk in on either your son with another boy or your daughter with another girl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
that's a good question.
That is a good question. And it's funny he brings that up because I just went to the bathroom during that commercial break. I was taking a whiz, and in walks Mr. Jeffrey LaRocque, and he gets to the urinal right next to me. No buffer zone.
Right next to you?
That's right. And then he says to me,
Rover, that's a lie. There was a buffer zone.
No buffer.
You sure?
Then he says to me, he goes, yeah, that's one of the perks of having a lesbian daughter. I won't have to worry about that. Right?
Well, my daughter isn't currently dating anybody.
But
so...
she's lesbian.
Huh?
She's lesbian, right?
Well, yeah, but she's not in a relationship, lesbian relationship.
What if you did come home and she had another girl, naked girl in the bed with her?
Let's see. If I don't know the girl, I would, like, chase her out the house and let a couple days go by, simmer down. And if she comes back, I'll then sit down and have that, you know.
She's 18, though,
she's
right?
She's 18, though.
Yeah, but I want to make sure that the girl's not underage when she's committing statutory rape.
It's still his roof. Now, what if you didn't know the girl? If you did know the girl, then what do you do?
Yeah, they were dating.
Then if her and a girl were the same age, or the girl maybe a year or two older, I get to know her, and
you would have no problem.
Yeah, I would have no problem.
What if your son's in bed with another boy, and you come home and find that?
Interesting.
And how old's your son? 17, 16?
You say, well, then I wouldn't say we'd have a problem, but I'm just saying,
if you
guys going to be doing this stuff, I want, you know.
You want to jump in with them?
Watch?
Yeah, room for
no,
30?
No, I wouldn't want to watch. I would probably change.
You haven't said that.
I like how you stumped me, Dieter, so. I don't think my son's is that of that persuasion.
But let's just say, how old is he?
He'll be 17 in October.
Okay, so you may not know. A lot of people, they stay closeted, right? They're afraid of what their parents might say. So you wake up in the middle of the night, you hear a noise coming from your son's bedroom. You open the door. What's going on in here? And he's naked, and another boy is in there naked, and they're you know what they're doing.
Oh yeah,
what are they doing?
Well, one of them has full the on? Other bent over
oh,
the bed.
Oh, that's God. Right.
I was wondering.
What do you do?
Probably chase him out of my house and do the same thing with my daughter. Same standard.
Uh-huh.
But see, here's
what if it's a naked girl?
Now, if it's a naked girl, then if the girl is there'd still be an issue. It'd be the same standard because what if he's underage and she's not. The girl could be charged with statutory rape. I didn't want to see that happen.
All right. So
now, let me ask you this, Rover. How come every hypothetical you ever asked me in a whole time in a show, how come it has to do with gay sex? every hypothetical question I've ever been asked in the 8 years I've been on the show, why does it have to be surround gay homosexuality?
Every hypothetical question?
Pretty much.
Really? I've asked you hypothetical questions about would you... allow us to put cameras in your home for $1 million. Does that have to do with gay sex? Unless you're having gay sex.
No, I'm saying majority of that, of those questions are like that. That's what I'm trying
because
to say. Not all of them, I'm saying majority
I
of them.
I love to think of you and gay sex in the same sentence. That's why.
Why?
They go hand in hand.
See, now I'm trying to get into your, just like you guys were trying to get in my
head. You're trying to get into my pants?
Not that. I'm talking about your brain.
I find it entertaining. Dakota, you're on Rover. It's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dakota.
Hey, Rover.
Hi.
Hi. So, about that catching your daughter with a guy in her bedroom.
Yeah.
Pretty much I'd act cool, and when hunting season came around, I'd invite him to go hunting with me and show him, like, hey, I have guns. I know where to hide in the woods. Be afraid.
Yeah, the other thing you could do, I just thought about this, is there was a guy on the line, he's not on anymore, he said he would just try to creep the dude out. Like, if he had a daughter and the guy was coming over trying to bang his daughter, he would just creep the guy out. Like, Imagine you just have the guy, you open up the door. Oh, yeah, she'll be right down. Sit down here on the couch. And then you sit down on the couch next to him, put your hand on his leg, rubbing his thigh.
Right, going higher and higher. Dude,
that would keep the kid away from your daughter,
you're right,
wouldn't it?
I'd stay away.
Do you guys think that... I was just checking my email during the last commercial break. Does unsubscribing from junk mail actually work, or do they just send you more junk mail?
I think I get more junk mail. Because I totally can't believe you're saying this, because it's crazy.
I decided about a week ago that I am going to... I would have so many emails in my inbox. I read every email that comes to me, but then I would just leave it in there. And I would, and the junk mail I wouldn't even read, so I'd show that I have like 8,000 unread email messages. And so now what I'm trying to do is just swipe right and archive everything that I don't need. Read an email, if I don't need to reply, I archive it. Get everything out of my inbox. I probably only have 20 emails, if that, in my inbox right now.
Oh, I have.
I've also been trying to unsubscribe to a bunch of junk mail. What does she have?
How many?
Peter?
I can't see.
Inbox unread, 11,396.
Oh. How can you live like that?
Here, let's see what
Wouldn't
my...
How many unread crazy? Text messages do you have?
That's 405 unread text messages.
That's way worse than the email.
I've never met somebody that does that at that level.
I can't.
How many emails?
11,365.
And that's not like a different, that's your work email.
Yeah.
That's not like your Yahoo or your different one where you get a lot of spam. That's your work one.
Yeah.
I can't stand that red dot.
Yeah, immediately after that day, I have to read it.
So, some companies, like Marriott, I've been trying to unsubscribe. Marriott just will not stop sending me emails. I stayed at a Marriott once, like 5 years ago, and now I get inundated with 10 emails a day from Marriott.
And you click the unsubscribe?
Unsubscribe. I've done it every time. I unsubscribe all. I'm doing everything.
Because they say it takes 60 days, 90 days sometimes.
How could it possibly take that long?
Just take me off the damn list.
I know.
Now.
I agree. Take me. It's an instantaneous sort of thing.
I feel like
they can figure out how to charge your credit card instantaneously when you stay at a Marriott. I think you can remove me from your email list instantaneously.
I find that sometimes if I unsubscribe, they're sitting there. It's like they're laughing at me going, oh yeah, take this. And then I get 100 more.
Yeah, because then they always ask you, why do you want to unsubscribe? And they'll have like 5 check boxes that you can put. I always tried to put the least offensive one in there. Like
you annoy me.
No, I always try. No. It's just the content is no longer relevant to me. That's what I normally put in there. I also had a debate, an internal debate.
With yourself?
With myself. That's right. That would be an internal debate. I am on an email list from iHeartMedia, the company that we work for. And it's not like it's a list of like stuff that they send. It seems to be every day. I don't know. Maybe it's once a week. And it's like all the company initiatives of what they're trying to push. And, we got our country festival. And you should be promoting this. And you should be doing that.
Delete.
I debated this. I actually clicked unsubscribe that. And I was thinking, are they going to see that I've unsubscribed from that? And they're going to go, aha.
Not
problem employee right there.
Not a team player.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I did unsubscribe from that. That didn't work either. I'm still getting those.
Really?
So don't even bother clicking on that, Dater.
Yeah, I just quickly delete, and they come every day. You're right.
Yeah, I'm trying to minimize the amount of it's an endless battle, isn't it? I thought about just getting a new email address because I've had this same email address for 15 years, and it's got 15 years of gunk. If I start over new.
Yeah, but you got to go through all that stuff, and the people you need to talk to, they're going to find you anyway.
There's some companies that, don't they, like, just randomly send out, not spam, but, you know, the emails, whatever, and then once you hit that unsubscribe, they said, oh, there's an active one. That one's actually active.
I know. I've thought about that. Yeah, then they know, it's a real email address. The person's paying attention to it. And then they send you more crap. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Sure.
Here we go.
Here's the Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Racist John William King, 44 years old, scheduled to be put to death today for his part in the 1998 murder of James Byrd Jr. This was June 7th, 1998. Three white men beat Byrd after offering him a ride. They then chained the 49-year-old man to the back of a truck. They dragged his body for nearly 3 miles near Jasper, Texas. The gruesome murder obviously shook that town, a city of 7,600 people, and it was northeast of Houston, less than 200 miles away. So remember this worldwide outrage when this story broke the news, and it's still considered one of the grisliest racial killings in American history.
I do remember this clearly also because Don Imus, a radio guy, do you remember this?
Sure. I remember the guy.
Do you remember what he said? Got him fired from his job.
Yep. No.
So this guy, what was this guy's name? James Byrd Jr.?
John.
No, James.
Oh, the guy that died.
James Byrd Jr.
Yes.
James. Black guy dragged behind a truck for 3 miles. In fact, as they were dragging him, he seemed to be alive and conscious for the first mile. And then they like went around a corner and his body swung out and hit like a pipe or something. Decapitated him.
Oh, my God.
And his right arm. So his head and his right arm popped off.
How was he chained to it?
By his feet.
Okay, so they wrapped it around his feet.
They wrapped it around his ankles and chained him to the back of the truck.
Oh, man.
And drove for 3 miles. And then they left his headless body and other parts. They found, I believe, over the 3 mile stretch, they found 81 different pieces of his body.
Jeez.
Then they left his body in front of a black cemetery. Black church, black cemetery. Don Imus, who's a radio guy, played some music. I believe it might have been by Lauryn Hill, but I could be wrong. I might be wrong about that. He played music by a black artist right after this, and he didn't like the song, and he said, "No wonder people drag him behind trucks."
Whoa.
And that got him fired.
Yeah.
Back when this happened, which was what year?
1998. So how long was he fired and then they brought him back? How long did they sit out?
Oh, I...
Because I know...
Or no, maybe it wasn't Imus. Maybe it was Greaseman.
It was Greaseman.
Oh, Greaseman. Yeah, it was Greaseman.
I was going to say, I don't remember Imus.
No, Imus... Imus was fired for calling the nappy. Rutgers basketball players nappy-headed hoes.
Okay. I was wondering, I'm like, two...
Those some rough girls from Rutgers, man. They got tattoos and some hardcore hoes.
That's some nappy-headed hoes.
Nappy-headed hoes. You're right. Doug the Greaseman Tracked was his name, I believe.
Out of where?
Washington, D.C., I think. And the Greaseman was fired. I'm getting my bad radio people mixed up. He was fired for saying, "No wonder people drag him behind trucks." Was it a Lauryn Hill song? Did I get that part?
Yes, you were right.
Look at this. I know my radio history.
Which one?
Again.
Killing Me Softly?
He did. He did work again. He got a job in the Caribbean at on some little island radio station. I think it might have been the Cayman Islands, which they probably pay about $12,000 a year to work in radio there. He worked there. He eventually, if I'm not mistaken, I believe might have ended up back on a U.S. radio station many years later. But I think, or maybe they were going to hire him and then the community outrage was so bad, but...
Well, the guy that's going to be executed today or later on tonight, they believe this guy was the ringleader and there were three men total. So King is the ringleader. The second man he'll be the second man executed in this case because we have Lawrence Brewer was executed 8 years ago for this case. And then the third participant was sentenced to life in prison.
Okay.
Oh, coma story for you. Okay. Back in 1999, Munira Abdullah was picking her 4-year-old son up from school. This is in Abu Dhabi.
Mm-hmm.
The car she was in was hit by a school bus. So then, 32 years old, the mom suffered traumatic brain injury. And while she was there, she was sitting in the back seat with the kid and her son, four-year-old little son. And they get hit by the bus. She, like, protects her son, but she gets the brunt of this crash, and they took hours in order to come and rescue her. They ended up flying her to a facility in London, and now, and she's in a coma. So for all these years, 27 years.
27 years.
Yes. She wakes up from this coma, and she calls her son's name.
Wow.
Is she normal?
That is insane.
She can talk and everything?
No, I don't think she's normal. It says, doctor said that she is currently able to communicate in a reasonable manner, especially in familiar situations. So she's not up walking around. She's not doing stuff. I mean,
but she's awake.
Oh, man. See, I'm telling you, don't give up hope on me if I ever end up in a coma like this. This is, you know, we understand so little about the brain. And, you know, we just had that story the other day, how they were doing something, injecting some sort of cells or something into pig's brain or whatever, and it brought them kind of some brain function after they'd already been dead.
Yeah.
You don't know what sort of medical advances. She's been in a coma for 27 years.
Was she listening the whole time, those 27 years?
I don't know, but there is that story. You know that story, right?
Yeah.
There's a guy who woke up from a coma after like 15 years, said he heard everything. Everything in the room.
He couldn't communicate, though.
That's right. He couldn't move.
He was stuck in this vegetative state. He was aware of everything happening around
so
him.
So just talk about how great I am when I'm in the room in a coma. Don't say anything bad. Don't say you're going to pull the plug. Nothing like that. Because they could be hearing that.
Can I poke you with a scissors or anything?
It's not going to do any good. Oh. You can't respond to that, Doogie.
Okay. In California, a girl was laying on the beach getting a little sun, and she was at Venice Beach, actually. She was near the boardwalk area, and turns out she gets run over. LAPD accidentally ran her over. Patrol, you know how they do the routine?
Sure, on the beach.
On the beach, like in a pickup truck, yeah.
They don't see her?
It ran her over. She's alive. She's going to be okay.
Maybe she went in between the tires.
Yeah, medical personnel obviously were present right there on the beach. They provided first aid to the victim. She was transported to a nearby hospital. She did not suffer any serious injuries from being run over by the patrol car.
Man.
And finally, this is a bizarre story about this Jeopardy guy, James Holzhauer. He won again last night, and he is crushing Jeopardy. He keeps cleaning up over $1 million he's won.
Yeah, he's betting big. I haven't watched any of the episodes, but he bets big.
Yes, his strategy involves going for the more expensive options first and then jumping between categories. But
and full true daily doubles, apparently. So he goes and gets all the big money at the bottom, then daily doubles it.
So he's the second person to surpass $1 million. Remember Ken Jennings, he won more than $2.5 million back in 2004, but that took him 74 straight wins to get to that point. So this guy has taken 14-day total. He's doing it really fast.
Yes, Jeffrey, you're hovering.
Charlie mentioned the way he plays the game, much the way Arthur Chu played the game. He went for the big
Pikachu?
Money.
Nope, Arthur Chu did not play that way. Arthur Chu went all over the board in no real pattern at all to try to just get to the daily double as fast as he possibly could. This guy goes for the bottom row first.
And doesn't he bet all of his money at the end?
I think that's what he does, yeah.
Always on the line.
Yeah, but what if you don't know the question? You're out.
He never misses.
Huh. All right.
There you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
The show's always on.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory.
When you're on, roverradio.com.
It is always on when you're on roverradio.com. You can watch the show live with RMG TV or watch the replay for free 24 hours a day streaming at roverradio.com. You can also listen live there or with the Rover Radio app as well. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory radio station. Trailblazing into uncharted territory. Come along for the ride. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Glory. yesterday we talked about a story of there was a story that we did in the news a few weeks ago where a 20-year-old kid was at this house, I think he shared with his girlfriend, and then he went into a room and he sees a 17-year-old orally servicing a 5-year-old. He beats the 17-year-old up, like, hey, you're
a pervert.
Yeah, you're a perv. You're molesting this kid. He beats the 17-year-old up. He posts video of that on Facebook. The cops come. They arrest the 17-year-old for molesting the 5-year-old, but they also arrest this 20-year-old for beating up the 17-year-old. They get him for assault. So, this is a few weeks ago. A GoFundMe was started for his legal defense. And then I started getting word yesterday morning at about right when we started the show that that guy had died. The 20-year-old had died.
I can't believe it.
And then we talked to the guy's, what was it, uncle or something, I think? Cousin?
Uncle. Yeah.
And questions began to mount about the GoFundMe. What happened to the money? And he said, oh, this Ricky guy got it. And then he started a new GoFundMe for the funeral expenses. Then I had people emailing me saying, is this all legit? Is this funeral expense GoFundMe, is that real? Then supposedly this 20-year-old guy whose name was Ricky Adams, then people were posting screen grabs, sending me screen grabs of his sister who said this is a fake GoFundMe for the funeral. But then the guy who started the GoFundMe said, no, that's a fake account of his sister. That's a fake sister account. His real sister is involved in the GoFundMe. I don't know what's going on. But Charlie, you've tracked down the sister. Is that correct?
Yeah, she's on line 11.
Okay. Her name, is it Brianna or Brianna?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to ask her. Is it Brianna or Brianna?
Brianna.
Brianna, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm guessing you can't be doing too well, considering this death that you just had in the family a couple of days ago.
Well, you just got to keep your head up.
So, a lot of people were asking me when we talked about this yesterday. They said, okay, there was about $40,000 that was raised for this GoFundMe. Did he actually end up getting the money before he passed away, or what happened to all that money?
Yes. He got the money. He did not get all 40 of it. He had to pay his attorney fees. That probably came out to be maybe 12 grand. And then he got the rest of it. I know there's a lot of rumors going on that he just spent it on drugs and guns and, you know, doing childish things, but that's actually not the case. That money did go to a charitable cause. I'm not sure what cause it was. I know that it was for sexual assault, like kids who are being raped and, you know, in tough situations with sexual abuse. I would say almost, I think $10,000 went to the cause. And then, you know, he took care of his family and, you know, he bought himself a nice car. He deserved it. You know, he's been through a lot. So he kind of did good. He did do good things with the money. It's not that he just, oh yeah, drug money or, oh, guns, you know, like people made him out to look so much worse than what he really was. And I just feel really bad because he's not here to defend himself. But, his family that really knew him knows that he would not go out and just buy, you know, stupid things with that money. He had a lot of money, and with money comes power, but I feel like for the most part, he did the right thing with that money. And honestly, he had plenty of money left over.
Indeed get the money. People are worried that this, I think, cousin of his or so, or uncle of his that we talked to yesterday, a lot of people emailed me that they were worried that that guy ended up with the $40,000 and that Ricky never got it.
No, that was not the case. Ricky got all of that money. there was no way that he could get the money because after it was signed into Ricky's name. He had opened a bank account, and it had went into his name, so there was no way that he could get a hold of it.
All right, gotcha.
What happened to the money now that it's in that bank account?
Yeah, is there's still money left in that bank account, right?
Yes, there is quite a bit. I am still not 100% sure. I did read on the news yesterday that because he was the one that opened the account, that the money goes back to him. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. I'm hoping he donates it. I'm hoping...
You're talking about the uncle is who would end up with that money. Okay.
Yes. I'm hoping it goes to a good cause or, you know, immediate family or, it goes to somebody who needs it.
Now, and then a lot of people emailed me and they said they were sending me screen grabs. There was another GoFundMe that was, I know this is getting confusing, but there was another GoFundMe that was started by this same uncle to pay for the funeral costs. He was looking for $12,000. And people started sending me screen grabs of an account of Brianna Adams, and they said, and it said, this is a fake GoFundMe account. This is not real. And then the person the uncle who started the GoFundMe goes, no, that's a fake Brianna Adams. The real GoFundMe account. Can you provide some clarification on that? Is that a legit thing?
No, I never had a GoFundMe. I was going to create one. When I was in the hospital the night that Ricky passed, me and him were in the same room, and he was like, I want to start a GoFundMe for him, but he was nervous. He didn't know how people would react only because he's opened a couple of other ones, and it was just so soon that he had opened another one. But he was...
Wait, hold on a second. Let me pause there. So you guys are in the hospital.
Yeah.
Ricky is in the hospital... Near death, I'm guessing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And this uncle is like, I'm going to open up a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
That's a little bit strange, isn't it?
Soon. I mean,
was Ricky still alive at that point, or was he? Okay.
No,
so he had just passed. And the first thing on the mind is, let's open a GoFundMe. Okay. All right. Go on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump in, but go on.
No, absolutely no. It is kind of weird. Ricky still had plenty of money left, so I was thinking that money would go towards the funeral.
Right.
But I guess that wasn't, the mindset at the time. I don't know. I think he was just more worried about, Ricky was a hero. You know, this is so sad. It's a tragic loss. If there's any way that, you know, the community could help because they thought so high of him. Like, I don't think he had the intention of trying to, I want people's money. I think he was just trying to think more along the lines of, you know, Ricky was a hero. He did something great for his community. He's known all over the country, you know, the world. And, you know, maybe they can also donate to try and, you know, cover some of the costs of the funeral. But there was only one GoFundMe. I never made a GoFundMe. He only had one. And the cost of that GoFundMe, I'm not sure what's happening with that money. Because I think it was shut down, and I'm not sure if everybody gets their money back. But somebody in his family is actually paying for the entire cost of the funeral on his mother's side.
Gotcha.
So don't donate
to a GoFundMe. Basically, I think is the moral of the story in this.
If there is any GoFundMe open for him, do not donate to it. It's already being taken care of. And if you see any GoFundMes open for him, you know, please, you know, message me or get a hold of somebody as soon as possible to get it shut down because his funeral costs are being taken care of and he's in great hands right now.
Now, last thing before I let you go, and again, I don't know, I only know what I read in the news about this where, you know, he was 20 years old. He goes in, I think, doing some laundry and then he opens up a room and he sees this 17-year-old bobbing the knob of a 5-year-old, which has got to be That's not a good sight to see, to put it mildly. Now, a lot of people, and, you know, speculation runs rampant on the internet. A lot of people are saying, well, they emailed me after we talked about this yesterday. They said, well, apparently the 17-year-old and 5-year-old were related, someone said
to us
yesterday. That's right, something like that. And they said, could it be possible that this death of Ricky, the 20-year-old who stopped this and beat up the 17-year-old, your brother, Is it possible that there could be suspicious circumstances? Could that family be so upset that he put them on blast, got the cops involved? Were they so upset that they could have been involved in one way or another with the death? Let's say it was, I don't know if it was from drugs, but you could speculate he's 20, that they encouraged that kind of stuff. Now, you being in the family, is there any question in your mind that the family of this 17-year-old and 5-year-old, who I believe was the family of Ricky's girlfriend, are they involved in this death at all, or is that just internet conspiracy theory?
That's definitely not true. Ricky, okay, so no, that's not true at all. I know they would never do anything to influence, you know, death on him. We kind of come from a really rough path of deaths in our family. We kind of grew up alone. We don't really have anybody. We lost everybody to death. So I know that they would never wish anything like that upon him, or they would never put him in a situation where he would want to do something like that. They loved Ricky. You know, he was an ass at times, but you know, they loved him so much. And they were, I would say him and his girlfriend were together for at least, 3 years. Mm-hmm. They loved him. They took care of each other.
So the family wasn't like, this guy, he's ruining our family by saying one of the kids is a child molester and we got to get back at this guy, kill the case. If we kill the witness, none of that stuff is.
No, they actually, the mom's not in the picture. So it's the dad and the stepmom. They actually pressed charges on their 17-year-old child for doing that to their brother.
Mm-hmm. All right. So. All right. Well, Brianna, it sounds like you and Ricky had a tough life, tough upbringing.
Absolutely. We made it, though.
Well,
it looks like the uncle deleted his Facebook and all the different GoFundMes.
Oh, the guy who started all the GoFundMes, he's now he's just going underground now, yeah. Charlie?
Is it just because of the harassment he's been getting?
Probably.
Yeah, he's been getting a lot of backlash and a lot of complaints, and he just, you know, we're all going through a hard time right now, so I think that on top of losing a family member is just kind of hard, you know, anything to take out that extra stress, so I think he just thought it was better to delete his account.
And do you know this, you know him, the uncle?
Yes, I know him.
All right, is he a stand-up guy or is he a shady guy?
No, he has good intentions. He definitely has good intentions. He just wanted to do the best for Ricky.
All right. And Ricky passed away at the young age of 20.
20?
I have a phone screener who is, well, I can't say his name, but I've been told not to talk about him, who is battling with substance abuse for many years. Is that what you think led to this death?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, man, a lot of people are succumbing to this. It really is. It's an epidemic. Brianna, thank you for coming on with us. Thank you for clearing all this up, because I got a lot of emails about this. And, you know, people hear something and they immediately think, oh, there's
absolutely
something going on, a conspiracy to kill this guy. I got a lot of emails about that yesterday. So I'm glad you could put some of those questions to rest. Now, the GoFundMe, that is a little bit, I mean, in poor taste, I think, that maybe, or a bad judgment by this uncle. Probably not great timing, you know, but make of that what you will. You can draw your own conclusions on that. And I certainly appreciate you coming on, Brianna.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having the time to have me on here.
No problem. Brianna Adams. All right. Does that clear it up for you, Charlie? You satisfied with that answer?
Oh, yeah. I talked to her at length yesterday. Okay. Yeah, she's really going through it right now.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine. Do you think that switch gears here. Do you think that when you go to a restaurant, restaurants are doing something new, and a lot of people are upset by this. When you go to a restaurant, you know, you get the bill, it has your everything you ate, everything you drank, has a subtotal, they put on the tax, then you have the total.
Yeah.
Then they have a line for tip, right? So yeah. You can tip. Okay. Many restaurants now are including a line item on their bill that is for health insurance. For instance, I am...
You have a video, Rover.
I'm looking at... okay, I'll just play you the video. That'll probably show you one of these receipts.
418.
Okay. They're adding health insurance, a surcharge, to their customers. And some people like this, some people don't. I'll tell you what I think about this in just a moment. But first, listen to this news story.
When you get your bill at a restaurant, you don't expect to see an extra charge for health insurance. Two restaurants have started adding a charge to help them cover benefits for their employees. Restaurant owners say it's a way that they can offer the best benefits to employees. But we want your take. Would you pay an extra charge on your bill to cover employee benefits? Go to KVU.com/vote or the KVU app and let us know. In the meantime, Jenny Lee talked to a couple of restaurant owners about why they decided to start this extra charge.
Inside foreign and domestic, lots of prepping for Tuesday's dinner service means plenty of egg cracking, pouring, and whipping, making the restaurant's signature popovers. And while the rolls are a mainstay on the menu, there's a relatively new item.
We also started applying a 3% surcharge on our customers' bills. If they would like, we can remove it.
That 3% surcharge is clearly seen on the receipt and on the menu. Co-owner Nathan Limley made that move because he started giving his full-time employees health coverage. Employees like line cook Seth Pottorf.
It's amazing, you know, because I don't have the money in my savings to, if anything were to happen, hopefully, right, knock on wood, hopefully nothing happens.
In East Austin, Hoover's Cooking is also adding a surcharge to customer bills. It's $1, and the owner says it's taking care of paid sick leave. The owner emailed us this community value contribution, which all customers get with their menus. It explains that the $1 helps pay for paid...
Oh. I don't know what happened. Oh. Here it is. Sorry. Hold on. It's a load.
And every employee. That $1 is not an option. Back at foreign and domestic, Lemley explains why he opted to do a percentage of the food and not just raise the food price.
If we were to raise prices on our food, we'd have to raise it $1 per item, basically. It would be the least amount we could raise, and that would actually cost the guests more.
Running a
Why would that be the least amount? That doesn't make any sense.
Why do you have to add exactly $1?
You have to add $1 to every item.
Nobody knows exactly what it cost before.
10 cents you could add. I don't know. But all right. I don't like this.
Just make the food cost more.
That's exactly right. We don't have line items on there for rent. We don't have a line item on my restaurant bill for regular general insurance. We don't have a line item for
college,
for
gas bill,
for cleaning fees, for anything. Why add this in there as a separate line item? Just raise the bill 3%. Call it a day. That's it. Be done with it. I don't know if this is like looking. People are supposed to see this and go like, "Oh, this restaurant really takes care of their workers. They must be good people."
Selfish. They don't want to pay more money. For that extra dollar?
He wouldn't be able to afford. I actually am all for this. That
just
owner,
raise the price. Don't put it in there. I think this is a look at me. Look how great we are. That's what the restaurants are trying to do.
And you're the bad guy if they're like, "Well, we can remove it if you want."
Yeah.
Like
if you want our employees to just get sick and die, yeah, I can remove that.
I can remove it. I can make that happen. And it'll make you feel bad.
866 Yo Rover, 866-967-6837. You don't have itemized. No business does that. No business.
But what if they do?
Itemizes. For instance, when iHeart bills a client, who's coming up? Live Read, Northeast Factory Direct.
Yeah.
They don't send a bill to Northeast Factory Direct and says, for commercial time, for employees' health insurance, for, oh, this is the electricity we use to keep the radio station on the air. They don't itemize everything. They just send you a bill. And a restaurant should do the same thing. If they're going to start with this, what else are we going to end up paying for, itemized?
But if you, the bottom line is, iHeart is what, a $1 billion company, right? They're massive. This is
$1 billion in debt, but it all depends on how you look at it.
Here nor there, but this is a small time.
I like telling people I work for a multi-billion-dollar corporation. Everyone's very impressed by that.
Really?
That's right. We're multi-billion-dollars in debt.
No, they're not. Mm. They got it going on. We're fine. But as far as a company that's a restaurant that wants to make their employees happy, they're trying to go above and beyond. They can't afford it.
But they can do that.
That
without,
means a better worker, better. No, they can't
can
afford it.
They can do that without.
There's no difference in the two different ways you could do it, except one has this big line to try to show how great they are. Just raise the food price.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. Would you really notice if they raised the food price 30 cents on everything?
Unless you're a regular customer.
It's how many did you say?
I'm just guessing 30 cents per item.
He said a dollar.
3 cents. Try 3 cents because that would be 3% of your total bill.
Yep.
So everything would only have to be raised 3 cents per dollar, would be
3%.
They had muffins. How much
could
those
things cost? You're still right. Okay, but still, just raise everything up a little bit. I wouldn't notice. If I went to a restaurant and I was like, damn, this is 3 cents more than it was last time.
I'm walking out of here, not paying this.
Why are you doing this way?
I don't have a problem with it. I actually like that they point it out and say it's a 3% tax. I actually applaud them for doing this, and I hope more restaurants do this in the future.
Okay, what about, should they put a line item? I just paid a bunch of money for my tax preparation and for accounting. Should they have a line item that says accounting fee because they pay their accountants?
No, because it's about the employees. It's about making the employees happy.
The whole business should be about that.
No, it's not. Companies don't give a crap about their workers. So if this company, a restaurant, gives a crap about their full-time employees and wants to give them health insurance, the workers are happy because they're covered. They do a better job. That puts out a better product for your restaurant. It all comes back full circle.
And your plan is flawed, Rover, because the bill is, what, $1 you said they add on? Is that what they're making it $1 every
time? One place was $1 and one place was they were just adding 3% to the total.
Okay, let's say it is $1. You said 3 cents on an item, so you get two items. You're only adding 6 cents to the company. That wouldn't add up to the dollar he's adding on.
That would be 3% if you bought two items. The one place is adding 3%.
Okay,
to
I thought
bill.
You said it was $1 each time. Adding was $1
two places.
Yeah. Okay. The one place. Okay.
One place is adding $1 to your total bill.
Okay.
The other place is adding 3% to your total bill.
What do you guys do, just kind of related, when you go to the grocery store and you're about to pay? Go, do you want to add $1?
Oh, for the charity?
Never.
Blind kids in Africa. That's always the one.
I know every time and they ask you out loud. Yeah, it doesn't just pop up on screen. They go, would you like to donate $1 to starving kids in Africa? And everyone's around you. It's all eyes are on you.
I lean in to hear.
No.
Yeah. And I judge you.
And then they go,
selfish.
Oh, what a horrible
you
person.
Are. I do every single time I go.
More and more places are doing it, too. Yeah. It's just like, it's not just the grocery store. I mean, some fast food restaurants are off. Do you want to donate some money? And I'm like, how much are we going
to
be doing?
Everyone, and to think that we just talked to the girl about the GoFundMe. This irritates me to no end. Everyone who dies these days, they want to start a GoFundMe for the funeral cost.
Yeah, so don't donate.
Is aggravating. I just.
Don't donate.
Do you
Robert.
Guys have a problem with that, or is it just me?
That's the point of GoFundMe.
Right.
That's the whole company. No. That's the website, isn't it? It's to help out people when somebody dies or somebody's sick, really.
But that's a good reason. Not like I need to fix my car up or something.
I don't like it.
The
I don't
transmission
like it.
Or something.
Yeah. My transmission went out.
That you get for free.
Uh-huh. And then you don't use it.
And then you spend the money on other things. Like, it's not like that. That one bothers me.
Who would do that? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no one on this show named Jeffrey LaRocque would take advantage of a GoFundMe at all. 866-YO-ROVER. I have a lot of people on the phone. I'll get to them in just a moment. We'll come back. We'll also get to the shizzy right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory radio station. 8, 7, 6, 5. Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. getting to number one is easy. Just be the best goddamn radio show on earth. Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the news? In the news, Stoogie?
Kohl's is, you know, the department store Kohl's.
Yep.
I'm a little surprised by what they're doing. They're teaming up with Amazon. I'll tell you their partnership next.
Are they? Okay. All right. Keith in Sarasota, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Keith.
Yo, Rover, what's up?
Yo, what's happening?
First of all, I'd like to say Doozy is just a nut job, okay? $245 for a doctor's visit, which you could have paid $30, but here's my...
No thing. One knows what you're talking about.
You do, but that's okay. Go on, Keith.
It was on the radio. Like,
no.
But anyway, for her ear. Anyways, where does this stop? Okay? People just don't want to pay for it out of their own pocket because they want that profit to go in there. I got the flu. I've had it for 2 days now. I'm at work. They don't care. They just want me in my truck driving, making their deliveries. Okay? Where does this end? Stadiums, you know, sports arenas and stuff like that. Walmart, who made $400 million net last year, their employees, their insurance sucks. They don't want to have to pay for that. So why do I got to pay for it?
Aren't yeah, it's going to be a line item on everything. We're going to have to itemize every bill that we get from every restaurant. In fact, I'm already breaking out how I can put line items on RMG Plus.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Maybe the Charlie Klonopin surcharge, the Jeffrey wrestling boots surcharge, the Dieter protein shake surcharge. There could be so many different surcharges we could add on.
Let's do it.
Just a penny or two at a time. Yeah. Why not?
It's not going to hurt.
John in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Not a whole lot, man. So I've been a server for quite a long time now, and I just think this is a completely it's complete crap for multiple reasons. First off, people just don't want to pay for that. It's not their duty to pay for somebody else's health insurance. That's the company's duty. So the company should be paying.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the way that they should do it is just add it into your cost of doing business. Don't add a separate line item on your restaurant bill. Just
raise the food prices by 10 cents or something per item and add it in there. That's the company's duty to pay for. And on top of that, like, so let's say that you don't want that on your bill. Like you said, like, if you're that bad person that wants to take that off of your bill, think about the hassle that puts on the server to have to go to their manager. The server looks like an idiot by going to their manager and they're like, oh, hey, I need to waste time by having you take this off of my bill, you know, and then it's just going to be something that they take away for the tip, which is what they work for in the first place.
Imagine if your cable company, when they sent you a bill, there was a line item, a 3% surcharge, so they could give health insurance to their employees.
There probably is. There's so many different
things. I know. Look at that. I know. It's out of hand, isn't it?
Trying to get that down.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what?
Christian in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Christian.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
I actually like the idea, mainly because they can be held accountable to make sure that money is actually going to the employee's health care. I think it's not necessarily a bad thing. Do they have to put it out there and let everybody know they're doing it? No.
But I think, Christian, that you're right to the extent you go, oh, it's a good thing. In theory, oh, this 3% will go to the health care costs for the employees. But these restaurants will still figure out a way to screw over the servers. I mean, don't count on all that 3% going into some fund that they use. You know, then the manager or the owner will be like, oh, but there's like management fees that we have to pay. And there's, oh, don't forget, we got to take out, 3% went in there, but that's before our credit card processing fees. So we got to take a little bit out of that. They'll start line iteming it right back out of that fund. So, I don't know. I think I've never worked in the restaurant industry. Probably most people have at some point in their lives.
Do you think Rover would survive?
No,
it's hard work.
It is.
I mean,
if you're good at it, it's hard.
and dealing with people, I think you'd be pissed off.
You would.
Oh, and just having to pick up their plates with half-eaten food and
yeah, you'd be like
little kids just putting something in your mouth and spitting it back up on the plate, and yep. Then you got to grab that plate, and your thumb goes right into the mushed-up French toast that some three-year-old spit out. Ugh.
Back in smoking days, that was the worst.
Oh, yeah. People just, yeah. You don't have to worry about that so much. Yeah.
Oh, I hated that.
But, I don't know. I forgot. I lost my train of thought.
You said most people work in, at some point.
Oh, I think the whole way that restaurants are allowed to operate is a scam.
You pay $2 and then the tipping covers it.
Yeah. Just put it in. Forget the tip. Just put it in and pay the employee. No. So why is that the only? I should start a landscaping company and not pay the employees anything. And then I'll add a line at the bottom of your landscaping bill that says tip. And then that's what my employees will have to live off of. No other business gets away with that. Why do restaurants get away with
it? Higher turnover. It's constant.
Higher turnover? What do you mean by that?
It's constant. You have a table comes in, and then they get the hell out.
But what does that have to do with anything?
Because I can be in charge of my own salary.
The people who work at Best Buy at the checkout line, they have higher turnover than you do at a restaurant. They're helping a new customer every 45 seconds.
Yeah. Grocery store person? Yes. Way more turnover than your restaurant.
Yeah. Why don't you have to? Why don't they get paid 50 cents an hour and they live off of tips?
Because they're not doing anything. I'm bagging my own.
They're not doing anything.
I'm bagging my own groceries anyway.
Saying, wow.
No, you can't.
If you work in a grocery store, Doogie thinks you are lazy.
Going to grocery stores.
I do. I'm there every day.
You think they're all lazy?
Did I say they're lazy? I said they don't do anything. Compared to a waitress? Wow. Compared to a waiter or a waitress? You mean to compare those two? Absolutely not.
I just saw that some, I don't know if it was a congressman or who it was, or woman, was under fire because, I just read the headline, I didn't read the whole article. They said that nurses, there must have been some discussion about nurses, and they said nurses spend half their time just sitting around playing cards. And all the nurses got all bent out of shape over that. Doogie just did the same thing.
Cashiers. Get the hell out of here. Yep. You really think
people,
that.
You think you're above.
No.
How do you do more than a grocery store worker?
No. Can I tell you what irritates me is when
here's what Doogie does. Let's just break down her day. She prints out some CNN stories. She doesn't read them.
Oh, God,
has a nanny come over to take care of her daughter. Doesn't read these stories. Gets on the air. Stumbles and bumbles through it.
Let's do it.
There was a woman. Woman in Florida, and it turns out.
Who would do better if we had a grocery store worker come in and do the news and do
grocery store worker?
And then Doogie work at a grocery store.
Oh, I would crush it.
Couldn't be able to bag groceries.
No. I bag
You'd
every
be like,
time
my knee
I go.
Hurts. I can't stand.
No, I gotta take
buckled.
A crap. You can't move. You can't move from that area for 8 hours.
Me? You're probably this guy. When you go to the grocery store and there's no bagger and you just stand there and you don't bag your stuff, I'm not bagging my stuff. I hate people that do that.
Your bag. Yeah, you got a bag.
What are you talking about?
No, I see people every day. They won't bag
Don't
their own
put
stuff.
It on me.
So then the cashier has to do all the stuff, and then they bag. I almost want to go around and help. Oh, people do it every day. People do it every
single
day.
I don't go to the grocery store, but as I think about it, I probably wouldn't bag it myself. How do I know what to put in a bag?
Isn't there a method on what things
you want to put together?
The breakable stuff.
Don't put eggs on the bottom.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one rule.
Throw it in the cart.
Anything else, I just throw it all in.
Yes.
What does it matter?
It doesn't.
I actually don't mix the raw meat. You put raw meat
in
with everything else?
No, I bag that separately.
Well, no, chicken's in his own bag. Raw chicken.
What about raw ground beef?
Own bag.
Free for all.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. E. coli just floating around everything.
No, not common.
Yes, Jeffrey, what is it? You're hovering.
When I have to bag my own groceries at the grocery store, I try to sort them from dry, refrigerated, and frozen like that.
Are you serious?
And I don't put bread and eggs on the bottom. Because that stuff gets crushed. You treat eggs like it's nitroglycerin, okay? When I have to bag my own groceries.
Okay, all right, Doogie.
The beat.
And then, anyways, I did one shizzy, and everyone thought I did a pretty good job. You know, I even had time to read through the story. I even read through the stories in the commercial. Everyone thought I did a pretty good job.
What's that have to do with anything?
Well, Robert just said that Doogie reads the CNN and then gets on the air, stumbles and bumbles through the news. I try to read the stories, make sure I can.
Do you think Doogie could handle working a grocery store computer? Do you see how all those buttons are clicking?
Set it up. I'll do it.
There's no way.
There's a training process for that.
I will do it right now.
You're so dumb when it comes to computers.
I know. Phyllis, who listens at Giant Eagle.
Talk slide. Phyllis, the person you're talking about, you said didn't do anything? Lazy.
Phyllis is the one you called lazy?
Yeah, the one who has an easy job, just kicking back, feet up.
No.
Just earning a paycheck for doing nothing. Doozy, speaking of stumbling and bumbling, are you ready for the shizzy?
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Vice President Joe Biden all over the news because he's going to announce, apparently, his presidential bid tomorrow morning with an online video.
Can't wait.
So, two sources close to Biden with direct knowledge of the planning have confirmed this to NBC News. Then Biden will appear in Pittsburgh. That'll happen Monday for an event at a local union hall.
Oh, all this bad stuff's going to come out about him.
I don't think so.
Ari started with the groping.
No, it wasn't groping. It was too friendly. There was no sexual accusations.
Smelling girls.
He was
hair.
A little.
Yeah, massaging, handsy. Dude, if a guy did that to you, you would complain to HR.
Too touchy-feely, but not to a point where it was sexual harassment.
Go on.
That's just the tip. I'm hearing rumors. I used to walk around naked.
That's what he said to the chicks. It's just the tip.
Right, Shut up.
It's not a big deal.
Another deadly fall. I know we brushed upon this briefly this morning, but another deadly fall at the Grand Canyon. This time a 70-year-old woman plunged 200 feet to her death. Grand Canyon National Park rangers received a call yesterday afternoon about the person in need of help. This was near Pipe Creek Vista. Before the rescue effort started, the woman fell from the south rim, and it took a team of 15 people as well as a helicopter to help recover her body. This is the fourth death from a fall at the Grand Canyon in recent weeks. The fourth death. All right. Kohl's brought Amazon into a very small number of stores almost 2 years ago, this partnership. Now, Kohl's is throwing its full weight behind this partnership because the department store announced yesterday they're going to accept Amazon customers' orders returns for free, even without their shipping box. They're going to do this at all of their more than 1,100 stores.
What does this mean exactly?
So most stores are afraid of Amazon because most business happens through Amazon. So this is a unique partnership that if I want to do a return, I just drop off my return at customer service desk. Kohl's will package and ship the items back to Amazon using their own logistics network.
Is it only Kohl's stuff or anything you buy on Amazon? No, I think it's Amazon stuff.
I think it's anything. So is it they get you in the store hoping you shop at Kohl's?
It's traffic. If I walk in to do that, maybe I'll look around and see what they have. So that path of their service desk right there, they got to have those items that are going to grab your attention and maybe you'll look and maybe that'll be profitable. So instead of being afraid of Amazon, they are trying to attract younger people that are coming in there and maybe they'll buy some stuff.
Is it too late to buy Amazon stock? Rover, do you think?
Can I get in the game now? I would wait until the next downturn, Dieter. The stock market's at an all-time high right now.
And that their one stock of Amazon is $1,923.
One share? That's it?
Wait, how much? Say that again?
$2,000?
Yeah, it's $2,000 for one.
For one? Can I get a half of one?
I don't think you can break those up. I think you can do that with Bitcoin.
You think it's going to go up?
By the way, Bitcoin yesterday was almost at $6,000.
Nice.
I love that Doogie bought it at four, sold it at three. She's really got it all figured out, doesn't she?
Did you check your 401k now with the stocks being high?
I haven't checked that in years.
You should check it. Mine went up substantially since.
You're contributing to your 401k,
Dieter? Yeah, the minimum, yeah.
All right, why don't you log in during the next break?
See how much money you have. I don't even know how. I'll show you. I'm at 5% contribution.
Yeah, I do 3 or something.
And then I went up like 20,000 since the end of last year.
We know Russell Wilson, the quarterback of the Seahawks.
Yeah.
He bought his linemen each one $12,000 in stock, Amazon stock.
Oh, really?
Just right now, yeah. So 12,000, you said it's 2,000 per.
Yeah.
Each person got six shares of Amazon.
Well, it sounds like a lot, but then when you break it down, it's really six shares.
Well, don't you think Amazon stock will obviously go way
up? Keep going up and up and up at this point, unless there's a major.
I don't know. Will it?
Yeah, I think so. Everybody lives off of Amazon.
Unless Walmart takes them out. So should I buy Walmart stock?
What's Walmart at?
Well, don't worry about what the share. I mean,
why not?
Well, to say it's at $2,000 a share, it doesn't matter. You know, the
Walmart stock's $103.
Oh yeah,
you could buy that.
I'll do that. Buy two of those.
It's so cheap, isn't it?
It's all relative. Go on.
Somebody that doesn't have to worry about money and buying stocks in order to get rich is a Wisconsin man who's 24 years old, and he claimed his $768 million Powerball jackpot.
This guy, 24 years old, never has to work again.
Manuel Franco.
Whatever. So depressing.
Oh, that pisses me off.
Trump wants to deport him and keep his money.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee Trump got pissed when he saw that guy won. It's like, oh, man.
Lori Loughlin's still in the news because the former University of Southern California coach who created the bogus athletic profiles for students, including Lori's daughter, Olivia Jade, this coach has agreed to plead guilty in that massive college admissions scandal. Laura Janke, the ex-assistant women's soccer coach at the school, has also agreed to testify, according to news reports. So, people are pleading guilty, except Lori Loughlin. She has not pled guilty. What else do we have? That's it. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
You won't catch him helping an old lady cross the street. But Rover does have a soft spot for hot chicks in need of a hookup. The Thursday hookup. Sign up at roverradio.com.
Stefan, I think it is, in Chicago. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning. Oh, wait, hold on. It didn't pick up with them for some reason. There it is. All right, go ahead. Is it Stefan?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, go ahead. How are you? Hey, man, what's happening, bud?
Peter, yo!
Yo!
So I was calling in. I was just wanted to say that, you know, Doozy would probably be as good of a grocery worker as she did on that John Cusack interview.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? She hosted a John Cusack question and answer session. It was so bad, multiple newspapers were writing articles on what a disaster it was. Yet she thinks she could go in and...
I could do it tomorrow morning.
Deal Jen, with people. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jen.
I deal with you.
Clearly you have not worked in retail, especially in a grocery store. There's a lot more that is involved. You have responsibility handling money. If your drawer is slightly off, you're going to get written up. You're probably going to get fired.
I can do
that.
Did you
ever work one of those? Yeah, register? Where at?
I will do that in 2 seconds. No, it's hard fine to learn. With that. No, it's not. And most people don't have cash. They pay with their stupid cards.
Oh, I think plenty of people are paying with cash these days still.
No.
Plenty of people that have cash, and they also try. You have scammers coming in trying to do quick money changes.
I got
it's
this.
It's a lot of responsibility.
What is the quick money change, Jen? Explain that scam to me.
They will come in. They will give you, they will say, hey, can I get change for a 20? And then, no, don't give me a 10 and give me like a 10 and 2 fives. No, give me a 10, a 5 ones. And it's going back and forth. And before you know it, you're handing them back more money than they have.
Well, because you're a moron. Ah.
Or they do this move. They say, can I have change for 100?
Uh-huh.
And like, oh, yeah. And and then they go to throw the 100 down. And it's really a 10. You know, you throw it down, they quickly just take it, put it in the register, give you change for 100, and never actually look at it.
Well, you should look at that, right,
you have to watch everything really... Yeah, it's common. You have to watch everything really carefully. And bagging, it's more than just throwing anything in.
I bag every day.
Now, Jen, you must do this for a living, it sounds like, or you did in the past.
I did for many years.
Now,
I don't do it anymore.
A guy like me comes in, and I don't grocery shop. My wife does. So I don't know what I'm doing. Let's say I have to go grocery shopping. My wife is in a coma and I still need to eat. So I go in and they're checking me out and they scan everything and they're pushing it down the little thing.
Yeah.
I'm expected to self-bag all that stuff myself?
Yes, if you don't see
if
a
you
bagger.
If you don't see the bagger at the end, yes.
It's all you.
But I assume that don't they come around, the baggers go like from... There used to be, when I was a little kid, each checkout counter had a bagger.
No, not anymore.
Now, I know that, but now they have like a bagger and he's going from like one, he's like going on four different aisles.
Not a busy time, you can't catch up with everybody.
Okay. So am I expected to do that myself, Jen?
No, generally cashiers are expected to do that unless it's someplace like Aldi. Aldi doesn't do bagging.
No.
You have to bag yourself.
Giant Eagle and Heinen's, a lot of times, majority of the time at these grocery stores, I'm bagging.
Well, self-checkout for sure you're bagging.
Yeah, of course. No,
but
I'm talking
self-checkout, a cashier will come over and help.
Oh, I never
said
that.
So at the regular checkout, they're checking, they're going beep, 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 beep. They're getting it all to the end, and then they turn, and they bag it all for you, right?
You're a good
person. Wait a second. No, that's what they accepted.
No.
That's whatever.
Rover, you ever been to a grocery store? No.
Go today.
What's the last time you went, Rover? 15 years ago?
I couldn't even tell you.
No, once she moves it down, you should be at the end already putting the stuff in.
Yes.
What?
As it's happening.
You're
this is
slowing
news.
Everybody
this is
down.
News to me.
Yes. You also want to get out fast. I mean, there's no point in making the lady wait because if everybody did that, we're going to be in line forever. Yes. So let's just get this thing moving.
Yeah, and then while you pay, she goes over to bag the rest of it a lot of times.
No.
Yeah.
No. She'll jump in. Make him do that?
She'll jump in.
If she can, yeah. But if you're fast and on it, you're done bagging the last stuff, and then you're paying, boom, you're out of there.
See, I go with my girlfriend, so she's at the end just collecting the items.
My kid now.
Bagging the hell out of it.
I make my kid do
that,
too.
And I'm there with the, I'm the money man.
I was bagging yesterday, and my kid put the card in and did the money while I was bagging.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow, can you wear a bag over your head when you come into work? I've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Rover's Morning Radio Station. Dumb down your smart speaker with Rover's Morning Glory. Alexa, play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. If you like Rover's Morning Glory, raise your hand. If not, then raise your standards. Now back to the show.
Stewart in Rochester, New York. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Stewart.
Good morning, Rover.
Hey, man.
Hey, when you're going to a supermarket in Rochester, New York, they're ringing up your food and they're bagging it at the same time. So I don't know what doozy's talking about.
Well, I've had a lot of... No, they're not, because Brad sent me a text message at Giant Eagle, which is a grocery store out here in this area. The cashier bags your groceries. The bags are behind
the
counter.
If you're a dick and you stand there,
here's someone at regular Giant Eagles. Cashiers bag the groceries as they scan.
Again,
bags are right next to them, just like they are at Target. Here's someone. My wife works at Heinen's. They don't allow you to touch the bags. They bag it all for you. Everyone is saying Doozy is wrong. Wrong.
I was just there yesterday. I have call my daughter. She did the card while I was bagging.
Heinen's does have baggers.
This is Giant Eagle.
Yesterday I was in Heinen's. I bagged my own stuff.
They had the... They're right. The bags are next to them. So as they're swiping it, it's like a rotating bag thing that spins. They put stuff in the bag.
A Giant Eagle?
A Giant Eagle.
Okay. Oh, certain Giant Eagles.
And then they go to the next bag and they put it in.
That's not
the
ones I go to.
Yes, you're right, Dieter. You're right. I've seen it. Yes.
Rover, you've been to a store in 20 years.
No, I've seen it.
I usually do self-checkout.
I saw someone do a Facebook post. I saw this on a Facebook post.
Or they have two bags right there and they load up the bags. They check it, load up the bag, and then they put it over towards the end.
No.
Yes.
That must be a new Giant Eagle.
No. It's one right here. The one close by work here.
I don't go to that one.
That's how Target and stuff does it. But
Target and Walmart does it. Like that.
The three Giant Eagles by me do not do that.
What are we
without
even talking?
Question.
I hate all of you.
I know. Here's a question for you. This happened in Australia where a babysitter was watching a few kids, and it got to be, I think, 8:30 at night was the kids' bedtime, the parents said. So at 8:40, the babysitter got a phone call from the parents, and they said, hey, we just looked at these cameras, and the kids aren't in bed yet, and the babysitter didn't know that there were cameras in the house, and now the babysitter is all bent out of shape.
That's a dumb babysitter.
Spying on the, you know, claiming that she was being spied on. Is that a big deal if you have these cameras in your home to watch the babysitter, watch the kids? Do you have to tell the babysitter in advance?
No.
Do you do it secretly so that you can catch if the babysitter is doing something bad or mean to the kids, yelling at them, smacking them, things like that?
I think you tell them.
No.
So then they don't do anything. Because if you don't tell them, your kid's going to get smacked. And then for what reason? Did you catch them? I think it's better to...
You fire them then. Then you don't keep them.
But you could stop them from smacking the kid by telling him, hey, I got cameras all over the place. Don't smack my kid.
I want to see what type of person this is. So I'm not going to tell you. Put their cameras up and just see it. They should be hitting the kid.
Right. What kind of person is watching your kid? You call the cops if they're smacking your kid?
But why wouldn't you just tell them they have cameras? It stops the incident from happening.
No,
just
don't
like
hit
then,
my kids.
But then you're, if you're a bad person and you're willing to smack a kid, now you're being just scared into not doing it. Who knows what you might be able to still get away with off camera.
Do you really want to employ
someone who would smack a kid except for that camera? They know there's a camera?
Now, exactly. Of course not. But if you didn't tell them, then they're going to do something weird to your kid and all for the sake of you catching them. The bad things still happen to your kid.
I have a,
but then you could get them charged and take them out of circulation from kid smacking for the rest of their life.
Doesn't make any sense.
866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Do you tell the babysitters that you have hidden cameras in your home?
You should always assume that this day and age, everybody's got that in their house watching.
Indoors?
Huh?
Indoors? Cameras?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
David, do you have any cameras indoors?
No.
Okay. All right. So not everyone does. Yeah. I don't think most people do.
Don't. Indoor cameras? That's weird.
I'm the only person that I know that has those,
frankly. Thank you. Same here. You're the only person I know that does that.
The little Arlo?
I have one in my living room.
Yeah, you just pop and see what Krista's doing right now. She's at work.
In case somebody breaks in, because the Arlos are bad. They're not that great.
Get an outside camera.
They suck, and they wait, like, the motion capture just does not turn it on in time. So the mailman, every time it goes off, it says somebody's at your front door. It's the back of the mailman's head as he's leaving. You don't get to see him walk up because the thing doesn't kick on.
Should be a setting.
I've been in the settings. I've been deep into the settings. It's an awful, awful camera. I hate it. I really just despise this thing. But anyways, I have one in the living room for a purpose of if they break in, okay, then they'll see them once they actually get in the house, hopefully, because they're in the house at that point.
Or you just see the back of their head,
hopefully,
as they carry out your TV.
Yes, and my girlfriend.
Bang your girlfriend.
Okay, cool. I just get to see him just finish. That's fine.
Oh, yeah, you see your girlfriend cleaning up, right?
I have a girlfriend who has, she has a little girl at the time this happened. Little girl was like 1.5, 2. And babysitter would come, everything was fine, and no cameras in the house. And all of a sudden, my friend's daughter was acting odd. They would say, oh, so-and-so's coming, you're going to see them. And the daughter would act really odd.
Mm-hmm.
So the mom was like, huh, I wonder why she's all of a sudden reacting like that. She'd be like, no, I don't want to see so-and-so. So my girlfriend got these little Arlos and cameras, and she put the cameras in, and she was at her work, and she pulled up the camera to see what was going on. The babysitter was sleeping, taking a nap, and my friend's daughter was in the playroom all by herself. And so the woman's like, okay, what do I do? What do I do? She would text the girl. The girl didn't answer. Do I go home immediately? The baby is walking around the house. And so the girl said, I got to go. And she took off. She busts in. She's like, what are you doing? Again, she's like, oh, I don't feel good. No. You're out.
She probably hung over, was out with her boyfriend all last night.
She's texting the girl, what's going on? The girl didn't answer. She totally busted in and fired that person.
Brian in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brian.
Yo, Rover.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Hey, man, I just want to say, like, I think it defeats the purpose of telling them that you have hidden cameras.
Yeah.
Like, of course, they're not going to abuse your child, you know. And if you were to tell them and it's some creep and the next family that they work for, you know, they get away with it because that family doesn't have cameras, whereas you might be able to catch somebody and save somebody else's kid
as
well.
You're using your kid as a bait.
Are you guys all stupid?
No, he's got a point.
No, let me finish. Let me finish real quick. The whole point is that you don't want your kid hurt or harmed. So wouldn't you warn them? That's why there's lots of things that say, hey, you're on camera, don't shoplift. Why do they do that? So that you don't even do the act. Why would they put that sign up? So you don't even think, okay, I better not do the bad thing.
No.
Yeah, but if you catch him, if they do smack your kid, then he's right. You take him out of commission. You get him charged. They can't babysit kids anymore. What?
What kind of person are you hiring that's raping and killing your...
Then why put cameras up at all if they're all good?
Okay, how did we ever have babysitting before cameras existed then? Kids weren't just getting ripped to shreds.
I don't know what's going on. This is the whole conversation.
Think about all the people that work at daycares that go through excessive background checks and still, you know, they catch people doing things at daycares, and these people have gone through FBI background checks.
Yeah, I mean, such idiots. Yeah.
you really can't judge somebody's character, you know.
And what if they steal from you, too? They can do that.
Mm-hmm. Then tell them you're there on camera, and then they won't steal from you.
Oh, you don't know,
I don't
Charlie.
Want that person working for me.
I don't want,
me.
Exactly.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, you don't want a bad person working for you. And the only reason, like if I'm, for instance, if I'm running a Dairy Queen, and I hire a bunch of kids to work at Dairy Queen, I want them to not steal from me because they aren't bad people.
Right.
Uh-huh. All right. I don't want bad people to be working for me, and the only reason they're not stealing from me is because they think they might get caught on camera.
Of course.
I don't want that. Now, I'd still have cameras, of course.
You don't tell them.
Hey, I don't. They would know. They'd probably see him in a Dairy Queen, but at home, I don't know. Carmen, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Carmen.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
So yeah, nanny cams are totally acceptable.
And do you have to tell the babysitter in advance?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Thank you.
Not at all.
So Charlie, suck it, according to Carmen. Now, did you babysit? Are you a babysitter? Are you a nanny? What's your story?
Yeah. I've always babysat from a very young age, and I think they're acceptable. Like, I babysat for families who have them and for who don't. And the wealthier families that I babysit for, they want to have access to their kid on their phone while they're out at all times. And, you know, I just think it's acceptable. This is the world that we live in today. And if you don't have instant access to whatever you want, that's just the world that we live in.
How many of these guys, thank you, Carmen, how many guys do you think? They got the nanny cam going on. They got the babysitter over there. Kids are in bed. The guy's out. How many of these dudes do you think have gone back looking at that nanny cam footage?
Oh, stop it.
After the fact.
You're creepy.
Hoping to find the hot babysitter diddling herself on the couch.
Oh, you think she would do that?
Hey, I've seen that in pornos. I've seen that in pornos before, dude.
These are like 14 and 15 years old.
What's wrong with you?
Well, some of them are older, aren't they? Can't you have an older babysitter?
Older nanny, like in their 20s?
If I had a kid, I would only hire 18-year-old babysitters. Barely legal babysitters. In fact, that'd be the service I would get it from.
Yeah.
BLB, barely legal babysitters.
You're obnoxious.
Brandon, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brandon.
How we doing?
Hey, man, what's happening, bud?
Not much. My wife works for a daycare, and she does a lot of babysitting on the side, a ton of babysitting on the side.
Yeah.
She's got families that do tell her that they've got cameras. She's got families that don't tell her she has cameras. She's okay with either or. She likes it because it protects her as well as the kids, and it gives the family a peace of mind.
That's true.
I remember one instance, she was babysitting the family, and I called her just to see when she was coming home, and she answered the phone, you know, no big deal, told me what was going on. And when the family got back later on that night, they told her, hey, we saw you using your phone on the camera. We're not okay with that. We'd rather you be, you know, we're paying you to be attentive to our children. Can you please not be on your phone? And she's like, yeah, that's fine. It was my husband called, blah, 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 blah. And
by the way, was she on the phone with you for like 45 minutes or something? Or was this a 2-minute phone call?
It was probably 45 seconds. It was, hey, what time are you coming home? Well, they said they'd be home by 9:00. All right, I'll see you when you get home.
What Goodbye. A horrible family then.
Bye.
I mean, I find that to be acceptable, that if your husband calls, what time are you going to be home? You pick up the phone, you talk for 45 seconds.
What's wrong with that?
I mean,
you're just sitting there. You're sitting there doing nothing.
I mean, they didn't scold her by any means. It was just like, hey, we'd rather you be more attentive to our kids, you know, just in case. But it was, I mean, she was fine with it. She said, yeah, no big deal. You know, I won't be on my phone next time. So now she'll just
if there's a boiling pot of water on the stove and the kid's grabbing at the handle and she's talking to you, I get it. But, man, a 45, that's
well, if somebody died or somebody's in the hospital, you can't pick up your phone?
Sorry, you can't pick up the phone. Nope.
Got to
be more
at my
attentive
house?
To our kids, yeah.
Okay.
Ron in West Palm Beach. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ron.
It's actually Vaughn, but close enough.
All right, Vaughn. Hey, man.
So the whole thing with the cameras, when you see a sign that says you are on camera or whatever,
yeah,
legally you have to, like, if you have them, you have to let it be known that you have cameras on your property, because it's a something to do with recording and monitoring illegally. If you don't let them know that it's there and some, you know, you're using it for something else, mm-hmm. that person can say, hey, you use totally my image.
So you mean I'm running a website called watchmyhotbabysittersecretly.com? That might be a bad thing? Well, it depends on where you are. For instance, in Australia, where this case that I was talking about actually occurred, there is a law in Australia that says you are not able to record people working in your home unless you tell them in advance and let them know that they will be recorded. Now, here in the United States, that sort of varies from state to state. You know, I don't know the legality of that per se. I know that's a good question. I don't know. I'm going to have to look into that, because when it comes to phone calls, I know that we live in a one-party consent state. There are some states that are two-party consent states, which effectively ban surreptitious recording. Two-party state means that you and the person you're talking to both need to know that you're being recorded. So it's just, it negates having a secret recording. You can't do it legally. Now, a one-party consent state, but I don't know if that applies to cameras in your own home. I don't know the answer to that. That's a good question. Maybe you just give them the first day that they come. You give them a one paragraph. You type it up on a piece of paper, and it says, hey, just so you know, you could be recorded.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Just trying to keep you out of trouble, dude. You're out of legal. Nope. Legal trouble.
You guys want to be like To Catch a Predator or Chris Hansen catching somebody in the act instead of worrying about your kid. And that's basically what you're wanting to do, is be some weird vigilante. Yeah.
And
go ahead.
Somebody that has an issue with it, or somebody that gets all pissy about it, they're doing something wrong.
Of course.
Yeah, I want to see the true person on that camera.
Yes.
And it won't come out if you tell them ahead of time.
Scott, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey.
I don't know if the laws here in Ohio are the same, but in Arizona, we caught guys on our home camera outdoor stealing stuff. And when we called the police and showed it the tape, they said we couldn't do anything about it. We couldn't prosecute because we didn't have signs posted outside of our house saying that they were being videotaped.
Oh, get out of here.
That's crazy.
I can't believe that.
That is really crazy, isn't it? Well, there you go. Post some signs. I have signs outside my house.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I
do. You said there's cameras recording right now?
Yeah.
Never seen that.
Yeah, there's little signs that say that.
And you got to be bigger, because I didn't see them when I came over, Rover. I need a bigger sign.
Neon?
Yeah, flashing.
All right, what are you doing?
Huh? Oh,
what's he doing that he needs to know?
Oh, Dieter?
I took a leak on the side of the house.
Oops.
Yeah.
Pulled the tape.
Sorry.
All right, I've got to take a break. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m. Eastern time, you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. That is free to watch or listen live as we continue. We're actually wrapping up a little bit early today. I have a meeting. I think they want to yell at me for something. In fact, they're making me end the show early just so they can yell at me extra time. Yeah. Rover, we really want an extra 30 minutes of yelling at you, so can you please end the show by 10:30?
Don't talk about this.
Okay.
I got to show you something when we come back real quick.
You want to show me something?
Yeah, real quick.
Okay. All right. So should people fire up RMG TV? Yeah. Okay. Fire up RMG TV there on the website or with the Rover Radio app. For everyone else who gets the full show, we'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Heart Radio Station. You can ask Alexa to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is WMMS.
No clue.
I don't know either.
I'm trying to get a grasp on what you guys know.
I have no clue.
And you thought Donald Trump surrounded himself with idiots.
They're stupid people.
Short in the brain department.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The Shizzy is coming up in just a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
You know the boy that was thrown off the balcony at Mall of America?
Yeah, just a random guy picked up this five-year-old, chucked him from the third floor.
Yeah, I have an update on how he's doing. Stay tuned for that. Coming up next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Theater, you said that there was something that you wanted to show me. What is it?
One of the sales guys was walking in today.
Yeah.
And he noticed something weird, so he took a picture. He sent it to me. I want to see if you notice anything weird in this picture.
Okay.
Snitzer has it.
Show it to me.
He's walking past Jeffrey's car.
Uh-huh.
And he looked inside.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. I see it. It's right there in the door handle.
What do you see?
It's a toothbrush.
I told you. They're falling out of Jeffrey's pockets at this point.
In the door handle. Where you would... What is that?
If you want to know if, like, Jeffrey's... He uses, like, a trail of breadcrumbs. If you want to know Jeffrey's been there or his family's been there, there's a trail of toothbrushes following him around.
Is he just brushing as he's going down the road? I don't think a dry brush?
It's not Jeffrey. Well, is it?
No. We've seen Jeffrey's teeth. We know he's not brushing his teeth that frequently, if at all. Jeffrey, can you explain this to us?
Hello?
Is that a toothbrush holder? That little pocket? You know,
yeah.
Is that what it's made
for?
And you
spit in there, too.
Yeah. You're so funny. No, my wife, we took toothbrushes with us when we went on the road, and sometimes my wife will, I guess I forgot to take it in the house after our trip. Sometimes my wife will brush her teeth on the road.
But I've traveled quite a bit, too, and I've never left my toothbrush in a car.
Or like in a plastic bag, maybe, yeah.
Or a holder. Don't they have those plastic holders?
Or sometimes my kids will sit in the front seat, too. Sometimes, like I said, we'll eat at a restaurant, and my wife makes them brush their teeth right afterwards.
After, in the car?
Yeah.
With toothpaste?
Dry?
No, it's dry.
How do they do it? Just let's not just offer any suggestions.
Okay, okay.
You tell me how they're brushing their teeth.
You just walked out of Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. So you.
Oh, I wasn't at Cracker Barrel. By the way, let's talk about this. By the way,
out of Cracker Barrel. You spent $400.
No,
Cracker
I did not.
Barrel.
Oh yeah. I was not at Cracker Barrel.
All the wooden that little.
Okay.
Weird
so, little
Charlie, stop being so stupid because I was not at Cracker Barrel. I'll tell you exactly where I was.
All right,
we went to a little place called Jane's Diner in Binghamton on Conklin Street for breakfast.
Okay. So you walk out of Jane's Diner. And you. You get in the car. What happens?
My wife, we just takes out the toothpaste, puts a little bit on the brush.
Where is the toothpaste?
Well, we took that in the house after we got the
car.
Hold on.
You walk. You get out of the diner. You get into the car. Your wife does what?
She has my kids brush their teeth.
She gets out the toothpaste, you said?
Yeah.
Where's the toothpaste?
In a little plastic bag we keep with us.
Where?
She packed it for our trip.
Okay, so
where's the toothbrush? Is it
in a suitcase? Is it in a what kind?
No,
of...
No, a little plastic bag. We keep in the car with
and
us.
And then it's in the car.
Toothpaste into the bag.
So then you squirt. Okay, so she gets the toothpaste out. Then what?
And she squirts a little on the brush and he goes, "Here, brush your teeth."
Okay, so
they brush
your teeth in the car.
Yeah, while I'm driving.
Okay.
Oh, what do they use to spit out? Where do they spit?
They don't. I don't think they swallow.
Yeah. The toothpaste.
Dude, you should try that.
Major poison control thing.
Whatever,
it
guys.
It says on the toothpaste. No, it actually says do not swallow because it can be poisonous.
It's fluoride.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. That's how my wife is. I keep telling my wife, make the kids brush your.
Jeffrey, do you spit or swallow?
I spit.
You spit.
But I don't brush my teeth, and I don't make my kids brush my. No, I brush my teeth in the bathroom like I'm supposed to. I don't brush my teeth on the road.
Why not? Why don't you join the family as well?
That's just not my style, dude.
How do you? Oh, miles and smiles.
Funny.
So then they brush your teeth. And they swallow the toothpaste, right?
That or they spit in their
No, you just said they don't spit.
I don't know.
Are you having a spit cup?
I'm not really paying attention to what they're doing. I'm too busy driving.
Okay. So wait, they have a spit cup now? Is it a community spit cup? They all spit into it?
I have no idea what they're doing because I'm too busy driving.
Like a bucket they pass
I think
around?
They spit the toothpaste into each other's mouths. Like a big
No, they don't, Charlie. Stop being stupid.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Whatever.
Okay, so then what do they do with their toothbrushes?
And then my wife puts them back in a bag, and then that's it.
Well, there's not. This
I missed
one's
that
not
one.
A bag.
You missed that one, but you don't even know what's going on.
That one's just in the door handle of your car.
Yeah, well, now I got to, when I go home today, I'll make sure I take it in the house.
How many toothbrushes do you think may be in your vehicle at this moment?
Oh. I have no effing clue, dude.
Uh-huh. Well, if you were to guess.
One, just that one right there, because it's visible.
But if you were to guess, how many toothbrushes are in your home?
Plenty. Just I got the one I use on our bus trips. I got the ones my kids use.
They have a separate one
in the bathroom.
If you look at his home, we've seen photos. We've been in his home. They have dozens of toothbrushes.
40, oh, yeah.
45. All over.
A bucket. Remember that bucket they had in the bathroom?
Yes.
It was 50 used toothbrushes.
Forget the ones in the bathroom. What about on the kitchen table?
Yeah, just scattered throughout the house.
Like 10, 12 toothbrushes just on the kitchen table. I've never seen anything like this. I don't know what is going on there.
How do you even avoid brushing your teeth, Jeffrey, with that many toothbrushes around?
I've been brushing my teeth twice a day since you guys discovered a gack on my teeth, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So there you go.
All right, Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
So, what's the deal with this?
Where'd Jeffrey go?
Jeffrey.
Brush his teeth.
No,
where
didn't.
Did, no, he just.
I think he's out to the car to go eat the toothbrush.
He went out to get
You're
the
kidding
toothbrush.
Me. He just left?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
He walked down the hall, and Charlie's chasing after him. Run, Charlie, run!
I bet he's got more than one in there.
Why would he, in the middle of the show, feel he has to go down to his car and get that toothbrush? So strange. All right, go on.
The Iowa legislature's longest-serving Republican announced yesterday that because of President Donald Trump, he will be joining the Democratic Party. So this is a long-time-serving Republican. He said, I'm at my breaking point. I cannot support the president. I cannot support my own party. I'm switching teams. So he is calling the president a poor example of the nation, and particularly for
who is this
children.
Guy? Who is this?
Iowa legislature's longest-serving Republican.
So just like a state lawmaker in Iowa.
Representative Andy McKean.
Okay, go on.
It's all over the news right now. Meanwhile, Obama Boulevard renaming ceremony. So Rodeo Drive out in L.A.?
Yeah.
Former President Barack Obama will be officially honored with his own street in L.A., and the city will unveil this newly dubbed Obama Boulevard during a naming ceremony and street festival. Oh. It's going to happen May 4th.
Dougie Fresh is going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm so there, I'm not even here.
What does that have to do with Rodeo Drive?
Because the city council, they approved the proposal to rename a 3.7-mile stretch of Rodeo Road, which runs from one area to another area.
She can't pronounce it.
No, it doesn't matter. Jefferson Boulevard to Arlington Avenue. We don't know where those areas are, so it doesn't matter.
But this is not Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills.
That's
They're not renaming that Obama.
I thought that was
Boulevard.
No, it's different.
No, that would be ridiculous.
I thought so too. That's why I did the story.
Yeah, that's like it's crazy. Okay, go on.
But they are renaming this part of the street. There's going to be a big ceremony, May 4th festivities. And it's a free event. Dougie Fresh will be there.
Will Obama himself be there?
Well, yeah, he has to.
Okay.
Why wouldn't he be there?
I don't know. Go on.
So, update for the story. You brushed upon it earlier this morning. This little boy, 5-year-old, who was thrown from a third-floor balcony at the Mall of America, miraculously has suffered zero brain damage. According to reports, his family pastor said that he's okay. That is a blessing beyond. I mean, this little boy could have died.
That is something else, isn't it?
Yeah. The boy fell nearly 40 feet after the stranger looking for someone to kill just picked him up, bloop, tossed him over, and threw him to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He survived.
Charlie's back. Charlie, you chased after Jeffrey. What? I mean, he just in the middle of the show, he walks out of here and leaves.
He was, I don't know, he's really angry at Dieter right now.
For what?
Why?
I think he's blaming Dieter for something.
That you gave that photo of the toothbrush?
For ratting him out.
Well, blame the sales guy who's sending it to me.
Okay.
So he went out there, and then Jeffrey, I mean, explain what happened. I mean, say what you said about
what
Dieter.
What happened? Dieter? What?
That bucket mouth bastard.
What happened?
Well, blame the sales guy. Don't blame me, Jeffrey.
Are you angry at Dieter?
Well, for one, I think that picture was taken on Monday.
Oh.
that there's no toothbrush in my car now.
Did you swallow the evidence?
No, I didn't swallow up the evidence.
Let me ask him when he took.
Yeah,
the
are you smuggling it up your?
Oh yeah.
Rectum?
No, want to see it?
Yeah.
Show Charlie.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're not talking
to him in there.
Come on in.
Oh, God. And do an anger fart at Dieter.
What is he doing? Oh, God. He's unbuckling his pants.
He's showing you that.
Is he showing the rectum?
While you're farting.
Damn near killed him, Corey.
What is he doing?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Jeffrey.
Did you see that?
It was so quick.
Did you see that, Snitch?
Yes.
Jeffrey, there's some
there's some mud in there.
Oh my God, there's just brown spackle,
Jeffrey,
between his ass cheeks. Did you see that?
I did. So quick, I couldn't.
He could use that toothbrush.
Oh my God, Dieter.
Oh no,
this
Jeffrey.
Oh my Lord, I can't believe what just happened to me.
Was it that bad?
Yes. It's mud.
It is.
Mud butt.
It is.
You sure.
Yeah.
Yes. You ever seen spackle? Like when someone's spackling?
Yeah. Great description. Yeah.
What are you giving Corey? Corey gave
is
him
he crying?
Napkin.
Why are you handing him a Kleenex? What's the matter?
His best friend betrayed him, and now he's crying about it.
Let me ask the sales guy when he sent it.
I can't believe he did that.
I can't believe he's crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Did you see? Dieter, you didn't.
No, Robert, because the angle, he did it so
he's leaving
quick.
Again. Now he's leaving again.
Oh, where is he going?
Oh.
Jeffrey, why are you crying?
Go on. He's grabbing his balls now. I gotta go see if I can go back on RMG TV. Can I go back in time and see this? Go on.
The average American adult now spends 6 hours and 24 minutes a day sitting. They say it's even higher for teenagers. They're over 8 hours a day because of gaming and using their phone and all that kind of crap. But for adults, 50% of adults and 57% of teens, they spent at least 1 hour a day on a computer outside of school or work. That's a lot. In 2016, the average teenager spent even more time sitting. So that's about 8 hours and 12 minutes a day. So it's just insane how we just sit. Like, you got to get up, and you have all these results saying it's so healthy to move. I talked to Rover yesterday, and he had just come back from a walk. So that's good. You're working out.
Yeah, I tried to walk. Now that the weather is nicer, I tried to walk.
Yeah, that's very healthy. Instead of promoting its Easter service this year, a church in Kansas took the money they usually spend on advertising, and they used it to buy up to $2.2 million worth of medical debt for pennies on the dollar. You got it?
What?
You got it?
Can we zoom in?
Okay, I'll just...
Let me put that up.
That's it. I'm done. That's
you ready?
Done?
Okay.
There's a deep web. There's a dark web.
Part of the internet
where anything goes.
And then there's roverradio.com.
All right, if you...
Do you want Jeffrey in there to answer for his crimes?
I mean, I paused. It's hard because we don't have the actual video file. I'm just pausing. I'm not going frame by frame. I'm sort of at the mercy here of RMG TV. You can put this up, Snitz. Can you see? Oh, my God, Dieter, look at this.
Oh, the top thing?
Oh, that's a top turd.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jeffrey, you're upper decking yourself.
I mean,
it's like a peephole in a hotel room.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like coming
a
up.
Peephole at a hotel room.
Yeah, look at it.
What does that mean?
I didn't get that either.
That's what it looks like. Like from a distance. You know how there's like a little circle above the doorknob in the business?
Poop hole.
That's almost the very top of the ass crack has the.
So Jeffrey just.
You have double butthole.
Jeffrey just. I asked Jeffrey if he shoved a toothbrush up his ass to hide it. And he goes, nah, you want to see?
He
comes
reason.
In. He just drops his drawers and spreads his cheeks like he's being like a search before they put you into jail or something. And his ass cheeks are just hey Chili Jeffrey, go in the fart box. Can you answer for that? What's going on back there?
Maybe that is the toothbrush.
Guys, remember I can't help it. I got a hairy ass, so.
Oh, that's not.
It's just hair?
That's
hair.
It's
or the
hair?
Shadow of one butt cheek over the other.
Ooh.
Is that a shadow, Rover?
No.
That's
Rover?
Not a shadow. Let me see if I can hit play real quick. Let me see if I can do it fast enough. There, a little bit more. A little bit more. And then that's it. That's all I.
Ew.
Now, Doogie, you were right in the line of sight there. What did you see? Was it hair?
Spackle.
I see hair.
It's
saw,
mud.
Like mud. Caked mud, in mud and butt? Dried.
Both sides or
he's
one side?
He's not wiping. He doesn't wipe. He doesn't what wipe. Are you doing? What's your...
I'm wiping my ass.
Did you drop a deuce today?
No, I didn't drop a deuce yet.
This is left over from yesterday?
I didn't drop... I dropped a deuce yesterday.
He didn't wipe very well yet. It's just caked layer after layer, and he doesn't shower, so he's not cleaning it.
Okay, deuce, you're coming from a person that showers once every 2 weeks.
Not me.
I mean, Jeffrey, I don't know how to put this, but I know that people have... I can't pronounce the name on the air, but it's Mittens, and it's made out of, like, baby wipe material, and it's made to use after you just, like, just paw yourself, basically.
Yeah, did you take those?
We gave one of those.
No, I didn't use those. I don't think I need those. I use regular toilet paper like a normal human being.
Dude, if there's ever a person who needs those, it's you. They were invented for you.
Yeah,
Jeffrey.
Right.
Here's the thing, Robert.
No, I didn't take them home.
You do one wipe with that, it's not going to be enough. You then throw that glove out and then get a second mitten.
Half the package is going to have... First, well, start with toilet paper.
Do you want a Lysol wipe?
Yeah, after, and then reuse it.
Oh, my God. What is it, a condom?
I mean, I don't know how this guy hasn't figured this out. How old are you?
Don't worry about it.
How old? 49?
No, I'm 48. And yes, I do wipe my ass.
No,
and
I do. I'm not saying you don't. He just hasn't figured out how to do
it. It's too far gone.
I know what's going on.
What?
We have one bathroom now.
Yeah.
So everybody's dumping in just one bathroom.
Okay.
All the traffic is coming there. I think he's going in there, going quickly and trying to get out of there so he's not crapping next to somebody else. And he's just going quickly, wiping quickly. Because those four stalls, Rover, are now constantly booked.
Grand Central Station.
Yeah,
you have to almost make a reservation.
Seriously?
It's like a fine dining establishment.
There's a hostess there to greet you.
Can I get in at 8 a.m.? No, I'm sorry. The earliest we have available is 8:45. Okay.
I mean, between 8 and 10, those four stalls are packed. There's four people deucing at the same time.
Yeah.
So he's probably had to go in real quick and then get out.
Well, Jeffrey, you got to do something there, my friend, because it's out of control.
No, it's not out of control. It's just I don't have a private place to drop a deuce instead of having you do it in Grand Central
Station.
That's
what he just said. He just, you can't.
So you're wiping really fast, Jeffrey?
No, I wipe like three or four times.
Will you show Charlie what's going on back there? Will you take a look, Charlie? And
Stay in the studio. I'll be here.
No.
I guess the camera needs to see it again.
I don't think we can show that. But you can. He can be facing us just like he is now. He can be behind. There you go. You want to show?
No, I'm not going to show him anything.
You just showed us.
No, I just wanted to show you that I'm not hiding anything in my ass.
You want me to
We're
stand?
Not sure of that.
Yeah, there's something there. Do you want me to stand
Whatever,
back there?
Whatever, Doogie. Like I said, coming from somebody who doesn't shower, I only shower once every 2 weeks, so.
Do you want me to stand back there with Charlie? Real quick, can you show him? Come on, I'll help you.
Doogie's going in there now.
Okay, let's do it. Come on, Jeffrey.
I've never seen anything like this before.
I know, we're going to. Let's just do this real quick. So maybe I saw... Oh,
no, go
back
forward
up
a bit.
Up that way.
Yeah, go, Jeffrey, forward. Move forward a bit.
Go back. Back it up.
Jeffrey, by the way...
Yeah, go forward a little.
No.
Just step forward.
Step forward.
You know what? Forward
step
means...
Forward.
Yeah, forward. Like, straight ahead.
Oh, God. Close that door, Corey.
Yeah, close that door, Corey. I don't need some sexual harassment. They bring a client down. Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
They're oftentimes bringing clients down our hallway here.
It's like a urinal.
And to trap that smelling too.
Wait, hold on.
All right, let's. All right, go ahead.
Ready? Slowly. You ready? Go ahead.
Excuse me.
There's Jeffrey's now. No. That was a half sec. Jeffrey, come on. Jeffrey, you got to. You got to bend forward. You got to show what's going on back there. Show them.
Like you did.
Okay, hold on. He's.
Oh, jeez, no. Okay, that is...
What did you witness, Charlie?
There's cake and a lot of hair. There is a lot of hair. Remember, he has that ass hawk. It grew back. It's back in full force. So it looks like the bottom of... It looks like the bottom of a shower, like after a woman showers. Like,
but is it... Is
there's
it,
crust, and there's a lot of hair. And it's all entangled in the one mass.
Does it look like chocolate cake frosting between his cheeks?
Yes.
Okay.
But I think...
Is it high up or by the beehole?
High up. Oh, it's super high up. I think it's like more swamp ass, like sweat.
Oh, okay.
That's been moved up into the hair. It's kind of matted down like a dog with mange. Okay.
Ken in Erie, Pennsylvania. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, good morning, Rover. Hey. I love your show, man. I mean, I drive for a living, and people probably stare in my window, look at me cracking up, but you guys are funny, man.
Well, it's always something new every day, and it's just...
It is. God bless you guys, man. It's you're very entertaining.
It's almost like I'm running a daycare center here, basically. I'm an adult daycare center. Ken, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I'd like to get on the air in Erie, Pennsylvania, as a matter of fact.
I agree.
There's a radio station that iHeart just bought. I think they should put this show on.
I agree.
So if you'd like us to be on the air in Erie, Pennsylvania, just call the radio station and start bitching at them. I don't even know what the name of the station is. I don't know. iHeart just bought it, which is weird to me. Like, why would iHeart, out of all, they go, you know what we're missing? We're missing some radio stations in Erie, Pennsylvania. That's the key to our success. Isn't that odd?
It was odd, I thought.
I drove to Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
I went through Erie, and I think I posted up a thing on Twitter, but I found a really cool place. Maybe we can get some advertisement from them. It was a fireworks karate supply store.
Fireworks karate supplies.
So is it both? You get nunchucks?
Anything you need.
And Roman candles?
Throwing stars.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff.
Do they combine them like the ninja stars? Will they flame? Do they shoot sparks?
Oh, that's cool.
That's the dream. Yeah.
Ben in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, Rover. A couple weeks ago, Jeffrey mentioned to the guys that his wiping technique was he clumped up a ball of toilet paper, wiped three times, and then put it into the toilet. Now, if he's doing that, is he just smearing poop all over?
Yeah, like almost like you ever seen those paintings that people do with sponges, and they like around the...
My sister did her bedroom that way. She took a sponge with paint and did her whole bedroom.
Jeffrey did his ass cheeks that way.
You guys, I noticed something that may have gone unnoticed before when he was showing in here. Uh-huh. Not only all the wiping issues, he's got a massive wedgie. It didn't seem to give a single mind to it as he just pulls that up. Is he not knowing that maybe wedgies shouldn't be there? And that could add to some smear.
That's a great point.
He can't feel it, though.
No, because he pulls his pants up to his nipples,
right,
and the undies go with it, and they're just all the way up.
He's pushing it in.
He actually helps hold his pants up by squeezing his cheeks.
Yep.
It's almost like the first thong I've seen in ages.
All right. I've got to take a break. We will be right back after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.